If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Y'all just mad. Cause today, you suckers got served. 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 Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Served.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, beautiful people. Are you having fun? I can't hear you. Yes.
Screechy and annoying.
Hi, neighbor. Had a little trouble with my zipper there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, K-O-Q. I'm out of here. Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live. I'm a robot.
And now,
we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. Here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
Our feature presentation.
I miss Rodney. You know?
Yeah.
When I don't see him a lot, I miss him.
Sure.
He's
part of our family. He's the weird uncle.
Come on.
It's gotta be.
What are you
gotta
be
time?
Doing? How can you complain?
It has to be time for vacation.
Stop
Come
it.
On. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
What the hell?
Wouldn't that be funny if we all left?
It is Monday. I forgot. Yeah. I don't miss Rodney, although I'm always surprised coming back from any vacation that he's still alive. I always expect that whatever, you know, the last time we saw him is the last time he'll be alive.
Yeah, well, you would think, right? But no.
As the mayor of Hollywood, I do hereby proclaim this Rodney Bingenheimer Day in Hollywood.
All right.
Wow, what can I say? What a collector's item. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Johnny Grant.
I miss Johnny Grant,
the official mayor of Hollywood.
Sorry to see him go.
Amy Stevens from K-Rock, K-R-O-Q.
Died.
And I got to say, Kevin and Bean.
Yep.
From K-Rock.
Dead.
I know, but they did help at the beginning, you know, raising the money and all that.
That's my favorite part.
It.
My favorite part is that he went so far as to thank people he hates and then defend us.
Yes. I know, but well,
listen,
they did help.
You don't have to tell me about them. I hate them too. I hate them too.
I wish they hadn't. So they did.
So Rodney, I miss, and Lisa Mae. That's pretty much it.
I'm here.
I didn't really miss anyone else.
No, oh, you mean when we were gone?
Vacation, yeah.
Okay.
Just Rodney and you.
Well, that was nice. Kevin.
I think I consider Rodney and you my family. That's what it is.
I'm touched.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 5:33. Good morning, everybody. It is the 9th of. Do you like it in the ass?
Ooh.
Ooh. Is that right? Is that right? I don't remember.
Don't know. Sounds good to me.
I don't remember.
I think that's it, although I don't know that we can get away with it anymore. I mean, in the world where Hey There Vagina can't be played, yeah. I don't know if we can get away with Do You Like It in the Ass, to tell you the truth.
We may have to think about that, huh?
Revisit that, yeah.
You know what it occurred to me, though, over the holiday is that before 6 a.m., and
yes.
This is true, according to FCC rules, you can
Safe
say
Harbor.
Anything.
What?
Anything before 6.
Oh,
10p
God.
To 6a.
That's right.
You have a safe harbor.
That's why they can get away with Love Line.
We should play our vagina song.
Between 5:30 and 6.
And then tell people during the day, tune in tomorrow.
Gotta
we're
going to
play
early.
Between 5:30 and 6. That's how we get away with everything.
So what you're saying, Lisa, is that we don't take advantage enough of the fact that we're on before 6.
We don't take advantage at all.
Right, because I didn't realize that. And I was thinking, wait a minute, the safe harbor rules that the FCC have set up, I guess they figure 10P to 6A, there's no kids listening.
Yeah.
So have at. The FCC says, go ahead. Curse away.
Do your worst.
Do what you need to do. And at 6, you got to start over.
Huh.
I'm
delighted with that idea.
We have to discuss that, don't we? Because
so.
We've been on for, what?
Opens up a whole new Sex U back.
Sex U 5:30.
Sure, there
we've
you go.
We've been on for 17 years. Never occurred to us we could do something between 5:30 and 6.
Stupid people.
So
I have thought of that in the past many times. I mean, we've always heard the safe harbor was 6, but it doesn't do you any good, you know? I mean, you know. We have to go beyond what the FCC allows because of management at this radio station.
Yeah, way beyond.
You see what
that's
I'm saying?
True. Yeah, that's true.
And that, and that's why I don't know how much it helps us.
You mean- Yay, 106.7 okay. K-Rock, Carol Q.
Rodney?
I'm out of here.
All right, thank you.
We know.
How was the vacation, everybody? Lisa?
Oh, my God.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was the best. Well, you know, I saw like 1,000 shows.
Of course.
And a movie. I read 2 books. I mean, that was crazy. Well, there's nothing on TV.
You read 2 books?
Usually I read maybe 4 or 5 pages before I go to bed.
Right.
That's about it. So it takes me forever to get through a book, but I had some time on my hands.
I think I've started 5,000 books. And
I know you've ordered 5,000 books.
I'm pretty sure I've finished either 2 or 3 in my lifetime.
Wow.
Dude, wow.
I do not have the attention span that it takes to get all the way through a book.
And still you order them all the time.
Order, because I, hope springs eternal. I just get, wow, that looks good. Start reading it, and I think, I know where that's going. Next. I know where that's going.
Oh, next. You're just too smart to read books. That's
no,
what it
is. No, it's not that. It's just that a lot of them are super, super, like, a lot of filler, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I do this for a living, and we fill for 4.5 hours, so I know what
that
says.
So you don't need any more fill in your life.
Right.
Oh. So you think every there needs to be a guy who rewrites all books for Kevin and for people with short attention span where there's no book that's more than 25 pages. Just take the gold and just condense it down into 25 pages, like the Cliff Notes you used to use in high school.
Well, they do have readers. Don't they have Reader's Digest condensed versions of books?
Do they?
Yes, they do. That'd My parents have been reading those for years.
Condensed version? How many
they
pages?
Take a I don't know. 80, maybe?
Oh, I could read 80 pages
That's
in a
perfect.
Week.
There you go.
You could read. There's like 5 books in 1 book.
Oh. Well, who knew? You would think that service exists, right?
I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
I can't do it. I read and I get bored and I move on. I read and get bored and move on. And that's just the deal. I am reading a book right now that I'm about 250 pages into. And that's huge for me.
What is it?
And that's the George Tenet book.
Was
it? Eye of the Center of the Storm or something? In the Center of the Storm or something like that? And that's fascinating because he tells from the inside exactly what's going on with the whole terror thing from the beginning. Very fascinating. I don't know how much, you know, I'm sure he's candy coating it to make himself look good. But.
Sure.
It's a good book.
But I think that would be fascinating.
250 pages, though, that's like...
That's impressive.
Like, that's like 249 pages more than I usually get. So.
Good for you, Kevin.
Thank you. I'm now a reader, officially.
Yes.
And if people know about any service like that... By the way, 80 pages, I was just thinking about that.
That's too much, isn't it?
Can't you really... I mean, honestly, couldn't you summarize every book in, say, 20 pages?
If you get rid of character development,
if you don't want to really go on the journey with those characters and you don't want the texture and the setting and the background and all the other things that make a book a great read, of course you can do that. If you just want a synopsis.
You know what just occurred to me is that I don't read fiction. I read nonfiction.
Yeah, so I read fiction.
You read, I guess fiction it could be longer, 25 pages. But to everything else, 20 pages.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking
I'll
for.
I'll go to work on that for
please,
you.
Please, Lisa, if you could read all good books and summarize them in 20 pages.
I have some excellent books for you now.
I would appreciate
all
that.
All right.
Bean, your vacation, bad?
Oh, no, it was fine. It was fine.
Bean is getting to the point where there's no moment when he's not complaining.
I didn't complain. I said it was fine.
No, I know.
You could hear it in your voice. It was like, what? My power didn't go out and my car didn't crash, so I guess it was
fine.
Okay.
It
could have been worse.
I saw a few movies, too. I saw a concert, actually. Don't do that very often. Saw a concert. Was in the right place at the right time.
You went live to a concert?
I did, in person, yeah.
With people?
There were other people there. I didn't go with anyone. I went by myself, but there were other people there. And I was in Canada for a week. That was fun. You know, beautiful British Columbia.
Sure.
One of the most beautiful places on Earth.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know,
spent the rest of the time masturbating with your iPhone?
Oh, did you get an iPhone?
I did get an iPhone. Lightning knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and one fell off a truck. But, worked.
That's how we get everything, by the way.
I know. I played around with that a little bit. But, you know, it's sad to come back. I'm not one of these people who needs to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who has to wake up in the morning and have a job. So, you know, I much prefer being on vacation.
Well, of course.
To working.
But then, you know, I started to think about that after the first month of vacation that we just took. And then we went into the second month. And I thought, you know, I really do enjoy this job. This is a lot of fun. We could be digging ditches and whatever. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'd rather do this than that. But I'd rather do nothing than this. That's what I'm saying.
I was getting a little little weird towards the end of the second month, I got to admit.
I don't think second month going into the third month of vacation, that's when I started getting a little antsy. I think I do probably need something to do with my energy.
Yeah. I think so, too. And the contact of having people and all that kind of stuff.
See, I just every day just need to wake up and just drink and bang. I mean, those are the only two things I need. So
that's what you do on your vacation?
This job just gets in the way of those things.
Well, I can see that. I had a fantastic vacation. Almost killed myself. I'll tell you about that.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Very exciting. Coming up this morning. Omar actually is the guy that almost killed me. But I'll tell you about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? We're back from vacation now after 3 months. Most of us are happy to be here. We have a singles party that we're going to tell you about. I'm sure you've heard by now that we're having a singles party this Friday.
Yeah.
Dude.
Get people coming up to us all the time. They always say the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's girls talking about guys or guys talking about girls. It's impossible to meet somebody good in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And we always say, 14 million people? How can it be that hard to meet? But apparently it is. So we're going to tell you about our new Kevin and Bean singles party that you can be a part of. If you're a member of the street team, by the way, you got an email, I think, last week explaining things to you. So, also on today's show, I believe we're going to give you details on K-Rock's Road Trip USA stop number 6. That's coming up at 7:15 this morning.
Okay.
Give you those details. Still doing that. Got in studio. I don't know, Lisa, I'm sure you remember we were talking to the Anaheim Ducks.
Yes.
J.S. Jaguar, Andy McDonald won the Stanley Cup. They're going to apparently bring it into the studio this morning.
We get the cup again.
That? How about that?
Yep.
We're so lucky. Think about how few people ever actually in the same room with that cup. And this is our second time.
And I know that a lot of people are not hockey fans. I see that in the TV ratings and everything else. The local teams have such a hard time. I mean, the Ducks won the cup, and there was just barely a blip on the news, it seemed like. But I need some time alone with the cup. I hope that's okay.
I don't know if it's okay with the cup.
I think they have strict rules about what you can and cannot do with the cup, I think.
I know. In general, I know that's true. But I'd just like 5 minutes in the bathroom alone.
I remember last time they told us that unless you're a player on a team that wins the cup, for instance, we are not allowed to lift the cup over our heads. That's, for instance, one of the rules of things you're not allowed to do with the cup.
That is true.
Wow.
The guy comes in with white gloves. It's ridiculous. But I love it, and I can't wait. And J.S. Jaguar has been so fantastic to us.
Yes.
He's
a great guy.
So I can't wait to have him in this morning. Also on the show today, we got to talk about Al Gore and his concert over the weekend.
Mm.
And how much weight he's gaining.
Isn't he cute?
I mean, I think he himself is responsible for global warming because of his body mass.
There are some people last year who said, you want to know whether Gore is going to run for president or not? Look at how much weight he gains. And sure enough, once he started packing it on, it was clear. No matter how many times people insisted he's running, you could look at him and go, well, that's not a guy who's going to campaign. You can't get elected if you're that fat. It's just not possible.
And the bigger his body gets, the tighter to his scalp his hair gets. Have you noticed that, too? It's
it does
like
seem
glued
to
his head now.
Yeah, it does seem to be pulling inside his head.
It's weird.
It was sad, though. They couldn't even bring him into Giant Stadium. He had to actually do his stage announcements from the parking lot because he couldn't fit into the stadium. That's the type of problem now he's running into at his size.
I don't know if you saw any of that coverage, but Live Earth was, it was like seven continents,
yeah.
Nine continents, however many there are. And there were a lot of bands in that.
I did watch it. It was funny because they would cut away to like Shanghai,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing you recognized there.
Yeah,
and they would just go highlights, you know, and so you'd have 5 seconds of one act and 3 seconds of another. It's like, wow.
I saw some kind of weird violin choir. I was like, okay, not interested. Thanks.
I think that was that those 12 hot Chinese chicks that are in a classical band.
Yeah.
The 12 girls band or whatever it is. Yeah, I saw them too.
Yeah. But you don't recognize any of the music they play.
Mm-mm.
Or I didn't,
not a
at
thing.
Least. But anyway, we'll give you some updates on that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, and that's coming up next on Chool on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
It's Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. Details within the next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, Monday morning. I know the Ralph and Mike show was the most popular radio show that's ever been on here in Southern California, but regrettably that ended last week, I'm sorry to say. And Kevin and Bean have returned. Hey, Ralph Garman, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. You ever see a truck turn into $152 million?
That's how much it made? Wow.
God.
The Transformers had the largest six-day opening of a film ever in recorded history, beating out Spider-Man, which opened in 2002 to $151 million in 6 days. The Transformers started debuting with preview screenings Monday night, of course, went all the way through the long holiday weekend. Just this past weekend, it made $67.6 million. So if you add that to the week-long total, you get $152.5 million since its opening.
My gosh.
Now, Ralph, we haven't seen you since the movie opened, and I know how much of a Transformers fan you are, how excited you were looking forward to this movie. Did it live up to your expectations?
Yeah, a bunch of us went to the K-Rock screening over there at the Grove, and we had a great time. And it is, in terms of your action blockbuster summertime movie, it's one of the best ones I've seen in a long, long time.
Michael Bay didn't really direct it, they just put his name on it?
No, it's the perfect movie for Michael Bay to direct because it's all machines just blowing up and flying and stuff like that. You really don't need to worry that much about characterization or scripts or performances because Shia LaBeouf is amazing in it. He just kind of let him go, and he grounds the whole movie. And the rest of it, just a real good time at the movies, I got
to
tell you.
By the way, I thought they did pay attention to a lot of the dialogue. Was pretty funny. I mean, compared to other movies that are only special effects,
yeah,
the script
I thought was really serviceable, but obviously it's what he does with the visuals that carries that film. I still contend it's about 30 minutes longer than it needs to be. It runs at almost 2.5 hours, and it could have used a nice trim, but that was my only complaint. I really thought it was real strong.
I'm going back.
Is it still before 6 o'clock? Yeah, okay.
It is.
Yeah, so obviously, Transformers number one at the box office this week, and then right behind it, another smash hit, Ratatouille, made another $30 million this weekend.
Yeah. I saw that yesterday.
Monster numbers for that rat movie.
Great movie. Yeah.
What's Disney going to do now? They got two popular rodents, you know? Yeah. Ratatouille has to go up against Mickey in a steel cage death match.
I love it. I'd pay
Chris
to see that.
Benoit.
Battle for the ages.
Oh. Live Free or Die Hard, number three at the box office. Then License to Wed, that god-awful Robin Williams film. Still managed to pull in $10.4 million in unsuspecting viewers, making it number four at the box office.
How can you say that? I love her.
Yeah, but it's just surrounded with so much Robin Williams.
And I love him. But then,
How can you love him?
No, not him. John Krasinski.
Yeah. I felt
bad
for
him. But then there's Robin Williams.
Yeah. We were while you guys were on vacation, we were playing some clips of John talking about how much fun it is to work with Robin Williams.
Right.
And I said, well, maybe what Robin Williams needs to do then is just go around and work with everyone in America, because apparently that's a lot of fun. But watching him on a movie screen is not fun at all.
No.
So he should just come and work with us, and then Robin Williams is so much fun to work with, and we'd have a great time. We wouldn't hate him so much.
It's a big warning sign to me when he's in a movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
You got to be careful.
Unless his beard. If he has a beard, then it's a movie you can take seriously.
If he's serious, then he's good. Right. Evan Almighty, number five at the box office, 1408. The John Cusack movie, number six, Knocked Up, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Sicko, and Ocean's 13, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Tony Parker and Eva Longoria, finally, we can stop hearing about this wedding. It's all over except for the tabloid pictures, folks. They got married twice this weekend, once on Friday in a civil ceremony by the mayor of Paris, and then Saturday again at a Roman Catholic ceremony in a church near the Louvre.
Wow.
Museum.
They really meant it.
They married the crap out of each other. Terry Hatcher was there, of course, along with Felicity Huffman, Nicolette Sheridan, all her cast members from Desperate Housewives. Sheryl Crow was also there. A lot of celebrities. So if you think the wedding was expensive, and they spent several million dollars on this wedding.
Wow.
In Touch magazine reports that construction's underway on their new house. You know, they're newlyweds. They need a new house.
Right.
Sure.
They're building a mansion on 23 acres. That by the time it's all said and done will have cost them $10 million.
Oh!
Dude.
The divorce is going to be really expensive, too, I think.
The house will have an indoor basketball court, separate special rooms for their three dogs.
A separate room for each dog?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
And then wait for it, a miniature water park.
What?
Yay!
In their house, a water park?
Yeah.
He's a fag.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now that Raging Waters is going away, maybe they could pick up some surplus slides and stuff at a discount.
Where is it? I wasn't paying attention.
I believe their home's
France?
In San Antonio.
San Antonio? I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
I believe that's where we're building this particular house. I'm sure they'll have several by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Chris Angel. We were talking about him last week.
Good.
When he made his wife appear out of nothing. Well, I thought it was very impressive. His most impressive trick ever. He made a wife appear where no one knew he had one before.
Yep.
Well, apparently his estranged wife, Joanne, who is still suing him for a considerable amount of money, is telling people now that she's pregnant. He made something else appear.
Wow.
Of course, one source is saying she may only be saying this trying to pressure Chris into settling sooner. However, no comment from either one of the couple or their lawyers regarding this rumor, so we'll have to wait and see. But no word yet on Christopher Sarantakos, which is his real name and shall be referred to by me forever.
Oh, I like it.
Christopher Sarantakos.
Didn't even know that.
Yes, that's his real name.
Now, he, the surprise with the wife, for folks who don't know, is that he very publicly has been dating people like
Cameron Diaz
comes to mind. Yeah. I mean, he's out there just like nobody's business out there dating like every other celebrity, and having a wife at home was a big surprise.
Married for 5 years, was dating for 10 before that. So, no one surprises Joanne, I guess, the fact that he was dating Cameron Diaz until she said, "Hey, hi, remember me?" And how about some of that money while you're making your $200 million deal in Vegas, by the way?
Yeah.
So, good stuff. Of course, you couldn't avoid it this weekend. Everyone talking about how we're all going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting hotter than hell out there. They might have something to say about that.
It certainly is.
It's certainly warming up, this planet. At least it was this weekend. I know I was sweating.
Wasn't it 127 in Death Valley last week?
Yeah.
Yes.
127, guys, is just the type of temperature I don't remember it ever being in America, ever.
That's why I don't go to Death Valley.
That makes it. By the way, that
you
makes
could
it,
die there.
That makes it 147 in Woodland Hills.
That's true, yes.
Way hot.
Of course, it was a Live Earth concert this weekend. All 8 continents, I understand, were represented.
I hear that.
All of them. That show going on, which is very impressive. And in a related story, Star Magazine has relisted its list of the greenest stars in Hollywood. Which stars live the greenest?
It's got to be Shrek. He's got to be number one, didn't he?
No, not green in color.
Oh,
Kermit's
sorry.
Not on the list.
I don't think so. I would have thought Kermit,
people
too.
Who Snoop? Leave a small imprint in terms of carbon footprints.
I don't think Snoop is
Snoop
what
is also
talking
not
about
on the
no.
list. Here
no.
you go.
Not that agreed. Okay.
Jennifer Aniston apparently lives green.
Okay.
She, amongst the many things she does to protect our planet, only takes 3-minute showers to save water.
Oh, excellent. That's going to bring down the temperature at least a half a degree over
it
the next year.
It takes me 4 or 5 minutes just to shave my nads. I can't cut my showers down to 3 minutes.
She doesn't have that concern.
Oh, I see. Owen Wilson apparently is a big greenhead.
Okay.
Buys organic food, recycles his paper towels, and drives a hybrid.
Wow.
Tyra Banks, apparently.
No.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, it's eco-friendly.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
She claims she brushes her teeth in the shower to save water.
Come on.
I brush my teeth in the shower to save time.
But if she washes her forehead in the shower, she's doubling. Oh. She's doubling her time in the shower, isn't she?
The chemicals she uses just for those nasty weebs every day at her TV show have got to be putting more junk into the ozone than anything.
Julia Roberts is eco-friendly. Apparently, she only buys, she recycles diapers. She doesn't use throwaway disposable diapers.
Uh-huh.
Uses a diaper service. George Clooney owns 3 different electric cars.
Yeah, I believe
Brad
that.
Brad Pitt. His buddy is also very eco-friendly. Oprah Winfrey says that when she goes to the grocery store, yeah, right, she brings her own cotton grocery bags so that she doesn't have to take paper or plastic. Like, she's shopping for herself.
Right. I believe that, like I believe when David Letterman tells stories in the monologue about riding the subway into work, you know?
I'm so fat.
Number one, apparently John Mayer, who runs his tour bus on biodiesel fuel.
I thought it would be Leonardo DiCaprio. He's so outspoken.
You would think he'd be on the list. However, he's not. And where's Ed Begley Jr., for God's sake?
Yeah, he should really be on
He was all over CNN this weekend. Could not stop seeing Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This has been the greatest weekend of his life because everybody wanted to talk to him about his freaking solar panels.
I saw the piece they did on him during Live Earth, too, and he certainly walks the walk, though, that dude.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that he does.
That's what's funny about him not being in the top 10, but Tyra brushes her teeth in the shower she places.
Yeah. Ed
That's
doesn't
a good
even
point.
Take showers. Ed just gets sandblasted. That's when he gets dirty, they just sandblast him. He doesn't even bother with water. Give the guy a break. Put him on the list.
God, give him a spot.
He's been living like this for 40 years.
He's the only one that's cared.
He hasn't even seen a light bulb since the Carter administration, for God's sake.
He was doing this before Al Gore was born.
He only reads during the day. He's not a guy who wastes electricity.
Not on the top 10.
Not in the top 10.
What does it take?
You know, it sounds like you're joking, but he really does have a skylight in his kitchen.
I know.
He only uses sunlight in his house.
He's got to pedal a bike to make toast.
That's true.
I'm not kidding.
He's not on the list, but Oprah is.
Because Oprah uses different bags.
In a cloth bag.
Woo!
Ed.
Ed Poor and his Ed. Wife have already signed documents claiming that they can burn each other when they die for fuel.
He's got to be opening a vein
today.
They can
be cremated in order to power their home.
What do you got
to
do?
What does a fella have to do?
What does a guy have to do?
And I know I promised you music news, but I'm running very late, so I will get to that in the next hour. But I've got Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, and Smashing Pumpkins news for you.
Fantastic.
Coming up, so here we go. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, I just a grip load, as the kids say, of birthdays today. Dan Estrin from Hoobastank. He's their lead singer. He's 31 years old today.
Well, we can take him off the list. So that'll save us some time next hour.
How about Fred Savage from the Wonder Years? Yeah. Remember little Fred Savage?
Sure.
He's 31 years old today. That kid is. Courtney Love, actress.
Oh.
Singer is 43 years old today. Tom Hanks, actor, exclamation point, is 51 years old today. Jimmy Smits, my old co-star from NYPD Blue, is 52 years old today. Of course, we never actually appeared on the show together, but we're all in the same family.
We both watched it, though.
Chris Cooper, one of my favorite actors. He is 56 years old today. And O.J. Simpson, Orenthal James, celebrates his 60th birthday today. I got him a set of knives. You think he's going to like it?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. 10 minutes from now, we'll tell you all about the new Kevin and Bean singles party and start giving away tickets.
How about that?
Very
party's
going to
be Friday night. I think it's the first singles party of the year, if I'm doing my math correctly. I know it's been a while since we've had one.
It is, yeah.
All right. I want to make sure I understand, Kevin, because you made reference to something when we signed on this morning. Al Gore is not a small man. That's what you're saying, is he's not tiny?
I'd say that if you're going to judge him by weight, he is heavier than he was, say, 2 weeks ago when we went on vacation. That's what I would say.
Well, of course, it was a huge day on Saturday, 7-7-0-7 for Al Gore. He finally got his Live Earth Festival off the ground on all eight continents, we're being told here this morning. And we thought we'd check in with the former vice president on the line with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Mr. Gore.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
What are you doing there? What's all that noise in the background, Al?
I'm on my stationary bicycle.
Oh.
Generating some power.
Oh, I wasn't aware you were one of the people that got the power from the stationary bike.
I hadn't, but Ed Begley Jr. told me all about it.
Okay.
I use it now to keep my grow lights on.
Your what?
My grow lights.
Sure, yeah.
Hold on a sec. Oh, whew. Need a little breakfast. Hold on a second.
That's our Al.
I think this might be why Al's so big.
That's some good breakfast right there.
Yeah.
Oh, there are eight continents.
Al, how do you think Live Earth went on all eight continents?
I think it was a remarkable success, and we really were able to get out the message about having to take care of this planet for future generations.
Al, I got to be honest. All day long on the telecast, and I watched a lot of it on the Bravo channel, they were talking about how 2 billion people around the world were watching it. That just sounds like so much hype to me. I don't think it's anywhere near that many people were actually tuned in to see the show. What do you think?
2 billion people in 130 countries in all eight continents.
Right. That may have been how many people could have seen it if everybody who had a channel that it was on actually turned it on and watched it. But I just don't think that many people were that interested in it, Al.
Why do you hate the planet?
I don't hate the planet at all. I mean,
this is what you're going to pick on me about? How many people were watching?
I organized
the biggest musical event in history to point out one of the biggest problems we face today, and you're going to quibble about how many people were watching?
Well, it just seemed like a lot of hype. And the other thing was, you seemed like Al in a box, man. Every 15 seconds on Giant Stadium, you were running out on stage to introduce another band. Oh, here's Leonardo DiCaprio. Bring up my good friend Al Gore. Oh, Melissa Etheridge. Bring up my good friend Al Gore. Oh, Cameron Diaz. Here comes Al again. I mean, what was the deal with that?
You need another vacation. You're a cranky old mother effer.
It was a lot of Al. I'm just saying it was too much Al.
Some of this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wish I could right now.
A 7-point pledge is all we were asking of people.
I heard about that. I tried to remember them. I can't remember one.
I can't either because I am baked. But I know one of them is to buy fluorescent light bulbs.
Oh, dear God, don't get me started.
What?
Well, those don't put out light, first of all, Al. That's my problem with those. They're actually less light than if you had nothing.
I use them to grow my indoor garden, if you know what I'm saying.
I bet
you
do.
And they work just fine.
Okay. All right. I can see that, I guess.
Let me ask you, I guess one of the things that you can take credit for is that you personally were involved in selecting a lot of the acts that appeared on Saturday. Is that right?
That's right. I spoke to almost all of them personally and asked them to participate.
Okay. Here's a little bit of tape of Davey and Jay from the band AFI, very popular K-Rock band, talking about how you were right there to press them into service when they ran into you at the VMAs.
We were approached by Al Gore right after we won a VMA. He was the first person to congratulate us.
Was he?
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was kind of cool. We stepped off stage and he was just like right backstage right when we walked through the door. I was like, whoa, Al Gore.
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't mention the concert, but you know, that set the foundation.
No kidding.
Between us, our relationship.
What are you doing hanging out at the VMAs grabbing bands as they come off stage, Al?
Well, once we started planning this thing, I knew I needed to load up some acts.
Right.
And we were way short on our emo homo list. So I had to seek out AF High.
Okay,
say,
good enough.
Hey, you Fruit Loops, why don't you perform?
Well, they were terrific. They were one of the highlights musically, I thought, of the show on Saturday. This is the one that really surprised me, though. Do you know a young Negro man named Ludacris, Al?
Of course, Luda and I are homies.
Well, that's Luda. What I'm about to find out on this tape. Listen up.
Now, how'd you get involved in the whole Live Earth movement?
Man, I was out at the Oscars this year out in L.A. I ran into Al Gore actually at like a house party. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
He was at a house party. It was a rich house party.
Okay.
It was
okay.
A very, very rich house party.
Was he behaving himself?
He was. He was behaving himself.
What kind of house party are you and Luda at, Al?
It was off the hizzle. I'm telling you, it was. First of all, there ain't no party like an Al Gore party.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Was this party at your house or somebody else's house? I don't know.
No, it was at my joint.
Your joint, okay.
My crib.
Okay.
And we were getting down and fresh and fahunky.
I see. Okay.
And I'll tell you something. The party don't stop till the temperature drops. You know what I'm saying?
So you're telling me we're going out on a boat Friday night.
Yes.
You're telling me, oh, we're going to lose another K-Rock listener. There's always at least one that goes man overboard. I don't know what happens. We just can't go out on the water without losing one. It's just weird.
Well, as you know, Kevin and Bean singles parties, we've been doing this for a long time. It's time to head to Long Beach, people.
In the summer of sequels, there is only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk, and even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
Well, this is the summer of the three, you know, the three-peats, that's
sure.
For sure. The sequel to the sequel. You got your, you know, you got your Spider-Man, you got all those others that are coming out, and ours is just the same. It is the Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, and
Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
Right. None of those movies will get you laid. The guy's right. Our party can do that for you.
So we are going to, on Friday night, we're going to be cruising the Long Beach Harbor, courtesy of Harbor Breeze, and we're inviting K-Rock listeners. And here's the deal. You're single. You're a K-Rock fan. Everybody on the boat has that in common. Mm-hmm. So you at least know that everybody's single, and you at least know their musical tastes somewhat. So you got a couple of steps, you know, up. But unfortunately, when we go on a boat, well, good things happen. Like, I think I remember the King of Mexico carrying assistant producer Alex off of a boat one time, carried her, and they got a hotel room because they couldn't either of them drive
her.
Or
she
drink or anything.
Walk.
Yeah, she was passed out.
Oh, my God.
Boy, when Alex is too drunk to drink, that's really drunk.
There were people having sex on the top deck. There were marriages broken up, apparently, from staff members here at K-Rock.
Nice.
People throwing up in the bathroom at the very beginning. I'm telling you, these parties are ugly. And that's why.
You sure make it sound attractive.
And that's why I'm glad we're doing it. So here's what we're doing. We're looking for people that are 21 or over. We need guys. We have a girl judge we're going to talk to next at 1-800-520-1067. If you're a guy, DJ Omar Khan is going to be on the boat. He's going to be on the ones and twos. We got a dance floor. We got a cash bar. We got a small amount of people. We're gonna cruise around for a couple of hours, and then we're gonna do the after party at the Mai Tai Bar with live reggae band and K-Rock drink specials.
Very cool.
Right. So we're gonna go on the cruise. We're gonna head to the bar, and it's gonna be a beautiful, beautiful, ugly night.
Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
So the party is Friday night, which means we only have a few days to fill out the rest of the roster on the boat. So we have a girl that we're going to talk to, and we're looking for guys 21 and over who are single, who are personable, who are willing to mingle, and who are available for Friday night. That's what we're looking for right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls coming up next.
We should also say this. This is not – and we have to say this every time. We're not looking for losers. We don't want you to be – you know, if you're going to call in and say, I am been able to get a date my whole life, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people who are have a great personality, a decent job. You're going someplace. It's the kind of person somebody else would want to meet.
Right.
So that's how we're going to be judging. 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder. In the summer of sequels, there is only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk. And even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Now, another advantage of being a K-Rock Street Team member, which, again, is free to all who want to register at K-Rock.com, is you get involved in some special consideration. For instance, a lot of people have already been pre-selected to join us on the cruise, like our lovely friend Erica, who's on the line with us right now. Erica got the email last week. She registered on the website. She has been selected. Now she's going to help us pick some boys to join us this Friday night as we cruise around the Long Beach Harbor for Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. Hey, Erica.
So you sent in an application via email, and you say the strangest place that you've ever made whoopee is on a tractor. Are you a country girl?
I was actually born in Texas, so yeah, I guess you can say that.
Born in Texas. All right.
Yes. Okay.
How long have you lived here?
Actually, since I was 6 months old.
Oh, okay. So pretty much your whole life.
So you did it on a tractor before you moved here? That concerns me.
She did it when she went back, I imagine. I don't know.
I hope.
Unless you got a tractor out here that you're working it. Now, you also said in a picture, you're very cute. Tell us about being single and why you are.
I'm single because I'm having fun and I choose to be.
Fantastic.
I was with my ex-boyfriend a year ago. So.
Okay.
Now, this photo that you sent looks like you on the back of a bitchin' motorcycle. Are you a rider or was that just for a photo op?
That was actually for bodythrottle.com.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're a model.
Yeah,
I got you. All right.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm also a model for bitchin' bikes. That's what I do. Yeah,
Erica. When you're talking to your girlfriends and you're talking about the kind of guy you hope to meet, maybe not long term, but just somebody to kind of hang out with for a while. What are the top three things you're looking for in a young man?
Definitely has to have a sense of humor.
Okay.
He's smart and thoughtful.
That's it. Oh, thoughtful. Okay. Wow. You
sense of humor, smart, and thoughtful. So you don't care if he's ugly.
Oh, well, and hot.
I was curious that wasn't on the list, by the way. Like, that's not the first thing Erica's looking for.
Gee, I wonder why people are having trouble meeting.
Because
Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
All right. Now, Erica, we're going to have you pick guys, okay?
All right.
And you're going to pick them based on would you want this person to be on the boat and would you want to meet them? If no, they're gone. If yes, they're in.
Okay.
Let's start with Jonathan, who is 21 years old from West Covina. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Say hi to Erica, our judge.
Hi, Erica.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jonathan. Why would Erica be interested in meeting you?
I'm 21. I work for Dryer's Ice Cream. I'm looking forward to going back to school, finishing up my second year tuition with the Cordon Bleu. On
air
school?
Oh, no kidding. He's going to be a chef.
That's
how
nice.
About that?
He can cook for you.
Oh. All right.
Hey, what do you do for Dryer's Ice Cream, and can you get us free stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually an equipment delivery driver.
Hey, Bean?
Yeah.
This is really more for Erica to decide if she wants to meet him on the boat.
I'm just saying as a sidebar, though, if there's some free chocolate chip ice cream in it for us, that's all. I just bring it up. All right, Jonathan, you're only 21 years old, so no one expects you to be settled down. But tell us about dating. Are you doing much of that or too busy?
No, I just got out of a relationship. It was my longest relationship that I've had so far. It was 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
That's pretty long.
Normally I'd hit the rebound pretty hard, but I'm just trying to look for something stable like that again instead of just going for, just something that keep me company.
Yeah, okay. Why waste your time with random banging of hot chicks, right, when you can settle right down at 21? I understand what you're talking about.
All
right, any questions from you, Erica, about Jonathan?
What's your secret to attract the opposite sex?
What was the question?
What's your secret to attracting the opposite sex?
No secrets, just being myself, I guess. Everybody says I'm a pretty funny guy, and that normally goes well. So I just kind of stick to that.
I'd like to say everybody lies.
I have a good vibe on Jonathan, by the way, but then I'm not picking. It's up to Erica. Erica, what do you think? You want to break this young man's heart, or you want to invite him on the boat?
Well, he is a good cook, so I'll go ahead and let him come.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, Jonathan, so there you go.
We need you to bring another guy so we can keep track of guys and girls, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Jonathan. You're on the boat. All right.
Fantastic. See you Friday night. By the way, he is 21. You do have to be at least 21 to join us this Friday night because it is definitely adults only.
Shane from Redlands. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
909, strike one. Shane, tell us about your life and why Erica needs to meet you on the boat.
Oh, well, I'm 28. I own a company out here. I'm doing air conditioning. And, God, I don't know. I've been single now for 4 months, and I'm just really getting back into it. I love to surf. I used to live in Huntington, so I go back there just about every weekend.
Nice. How do you move from Huntington to Redlands?
Well, it was
the worst idea ever.
Well, I worked out here, so I drove every day.
I got you.
God.
Yeah, I have a full-size truck, so it costs a lot of money in gas.
Erica, any questions for Shane?
Tell me your best pirate joke.
Best pirate joke? Yep.
Holy crap.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
No pressure there.
Well, I really don't have one. I did go to Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I can't remember one.
Excellent. Well, that means he's a good drinker. Erica, what do you think?
Exactly.
Yes or no on Shane?
Well, he is a surfer.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay. Yes or no?
Tell me a joke.
Erica,
let the joke go.
What?
Let the joke go. All right.
Yes or no on Shane? All right, I'm going to say yes on Shane.
I am too. You don't have to be too choosy.
Erica, you're a little slow, aren't you?
And remember, you're not just choosing for you, you're choosing for other women.
Right.
So even
right.
if he's not perfect for you, if you have friends that you think might like someone like that.
Right. We just want to know, like, if he strikes you wrong, then we want to cut him loose. Andrew, 22, Costa Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. We're talking about the Booty Cruise 3.
Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Now, Andrew, I see from the phone screener that you went to Chapman High, which concerns me.
Chapman University, that's right, yeah.
Oh, you call it a university, too. Okay, just like our assistant producer, Alex. I got you. Okay. Tell us, what else do we need to know about you besides Chapman?
I'm charismatic, confident, tall. Obviously, they told me that I love having fun, but I'm sociable. I like going out. I love going out to big groups of people, stuff like that.
Erica, any questions for Andrew?
What's your favorite thing to do for fun?
Shoot, probably going to the beach. I work right on Huntington, right at Huntington Beach, so playing volleyball, surfing, stuff like that.
Nice.
Cool.
Erica, yes or no? All right, fantastic.
Yes, on him. By the way, what guy says, I like to go out with large groups of people? Have you ever heard anyone name that as a thing that they enjoy? That's weird, unless you're in some sort of a mob.
Ruben, 23 years old from Corona. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jeremy?
I see that you're a plastic surgeon assistant.
Yes.
What does that mean to the K-Rock listeners that are girls?
That means that I work for a very, very popular plastic surgeon in West L.A., and I just set up surgeries and look at boobs all day.
Oh, wow. So are you never satisfied with whatever you see in front of you? No matter who you meet, you always think, well, they could certainly use a little work. Oh, that person needs some help. I mean, does it kind of ruin you in your regular life?
Yes, it does ruin my regular life, but at least I know I can get them fixed.
At least I know I can get them fixed.
Sure, there you go.
All right. Erica, any questions?
Wow. Tell me something interesting about yourself.
The best thing about myself?
Yep, something interesting.
Is that I have a great sense of humor, I love to be outdoors, and I like to get shot with paintballs.
Sweet.
Like to get shot with paintballs. All right.
It's into pain.
So, Erica, do you want Ruben on the boat saying, I can fix you. I can fix you.
Sure.
All right. Wow. You're in.
All right.
Okay.
See, to me, I would have cut him loose immediately when he said that.
Yeah,
that's
I think
fine.
He was just being funny.
It's up to Erica. That's fine. All right. One more. Who do you want to go to? Bean, we got Justin. We got Robert.
I'm interested in the aerospace engineer. You know, one of the things that Erica mentioned she was looking for is a guy who's smart, and I would imagine that Joe at least has that going for him. Joe, Manhattan Beach, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. True, you're an aerospace engineer?
That's right.
What do you do in layman's terms, something even I could understand?
I guess I work on communication networks for secret government contract stuff.
Nice.
Cool.
Secret
hey,
stuff.
Hey, did that Roswell thing happen, dude?
Joe, can you bring a folder of top secret information to the boat?
If it got me late, I might.
Okay, fantastic.
So you're willing to compromise our country, basically, for your penis. I understand. Joe, what else do we and Erica need to know about you? What else would you like people to know about the kind of guy you are and why you ought to be at the party?
I think I'm a good guy. You know, I went to college, finished college on my own. I'm going to law school this fall at night. I think I'm just a good-hearted guy. Single, just moved to this area to Manhattan Beach, so I don't really know a whole lot of people yet, so I think it's gonna be cool. Big one.
Right. Erica, any questions?
How long have you been single?
For about a year now, about 10, 11 months.
Cool. So you got dumped about a year ago?
Yeah, she decided to sleep with some other guy.
Bitch! And you're small-minded enough that made a difference to you.
Yeah, wow. I couldn't let that one go. I tried, but I couldn't.
All right. Erica, yes or no?
I think yes.
This may be a first, by the way, because usually the guys just get dismissed right and left because they all blow.
But these guys seem pretty cool, I have to say.
I know.
These are not bad. You're making some good choices, Erica. So congratulations. Erica, you're going to bring a single girlfriend.
Yes.
And we'll see you on Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you're just listening, we are talking about Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, our singles party Friday night.
Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
So last week, if I remember correctly, stop 5 of the K-Rock Road Trip USA was sending you on every date of the Warped Tour. So that's behind us now. We'll unveil a new destination for you coming up next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Monday morning. Hey, Ralph.
People like cars that turn into robots.
I love that movie.
So much. They like it so much that it made $152 million since it opened late Monday night.
And that's a lot, or that's not so much?
It's the biggest opening for a motion picture in 6 days in the history of the medium.
Seems good.
How do you like me now? Spider-Man previously held the record, had about $151 million in 2002, but Transformers crushed that over the long holiday weekend. And, boy, that movie sure is a good time. You, if you like hot chicks, if you like hot chicks that can decode messages from space,
and who doesn't?
And you like big ass robots that are looking for the all spark,
sure.
And you like Shia LaBeouf. You guys missed it. You were on vacation, but I had talked to Mr. LaBeouf. We had a little interview here on the show.
Fantastic.
He was charming and thrilled, and could not be happier with the success he's had this year. I'll tell you.
What about him at 21 being the star of this movie and Disturbia and filming Indiana Jones now? Is that going to screw with him or is he going to be all right, Ralph?
And Surf's Up. You have to remember, that was a big hit, too. He was the lead voice in that animated feature.
That's going to keep him grounded, Bean, is the answer to your question.
Actually, you know what? You don't have to worry about this kid. This guy has his head screwed on so straight. If you ever hear him in an interview, he's like, you know what? I have to be perfect now.
Yeah.
I have to not F up my life because this is the only thing that matters to me, this career and doing this. I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to get loaded. I'm not going to bars. I just don't care about that. I just want to be the best actor I can be and have the longest career I possibly can.
What's the fun of that?
He's a good actor, though. I'll tell you that.
He sure is.
He's got the talent.
He makes Transformers even better by his presence. So, big success, that movie. Ratatouille, number 2 at the box office. Also a big hit. Made $30 million additional this weekend. Live Free or Die Hard was number 3. Then License to Wed. What are you people thinking?
Is that the title?
It's Robin Williams as a preacher saying things. What's wrong with you?
That is so gay. Gay, 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 gay.
Him praying over John Krasinski.
Okay. That's Liza Minnelli gay.
Yeah. Evan Almighty was number 5. 1408 was number 6. Knocked Up, number 7. Locked Up's a whole different movie. I rented that once. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, number 8. Then Sicko, the new Michael Moore documentary, was number 9 at the box office. Ocean's 13, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Tony Parker and Eva Longoria got married twice over the weekend, once at a civil ceremony on Friday in France. They were there in Paris. The mayor of Paris himself did the ceremony. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She's not the Queen of France or anything, right? She's still just a soap opera actress,
Not yet. But when they have their queen elections, Look out. She could be a big write-in.
No, they had queen elections.
They don't. And Saturday, they got married at a Roman Catholic ceremony at a church near the Louvre. Of course, all the celebrities were there. By the way, Ryan Seacrest was there.
Really?
Really?
How does that happen? How does that work out?
That's a good question.
Don't know.
What 100 guys did he have to give hummers to in order to get invited to that? I'm wondering. Like he wouldn't.
Okay. That's Liza Minnelli gay.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
True.
Over 40 and fabulous. Kevin, you might want to turn over to Big Boy for the next couple minutes.
Over 40 and fabulous.
Yeah, no, I can speak for Kevin here, Ralph. A woman cannot be hot and be 40. It's not possible. They should be put down when they're 30.
Kevin likes the youngins.
Let's see.
But this is the top 10 list from In Touch magazine of 40 and fabulous. Hottest chicks over 10, over 40. The top 10 list. Okay,
can I take a guess?
Sure, if you want to.
One comes to mind, who I think is beautiful and is 40 at least, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, number 10 on the list.
Ooh,
nice.
Number 10 on the list.
Pam
There's
Anderson.
Nine hotter chicks. Psycho Mike votes for Pam Anderson, number 4 on the list.
Oh, there you go.
Salma Hayek,
number 3 on the list.
Wow.
Psycho Mike likes him some cougars, by the way.
I do. I like
him.
He does.
Who's who's the curly haired broad on CSI New York, the Greek broad?
Melina Kanakaridis?
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list, Psycho Mike. Number 9.
Wow.
Melina
wow.
Kanakaridis.
He saw the list.
I don't think how he did. About, I think he's just going off the top
of
his head.
How about, and there may be some dissent in the room, but how about my sweet, sweet Estelle Getty?
Estelle Getty.
Oh. No? Did not make the list?
I haven't heard
that's
from
hottest
you.
Chicks
I
over
haven't
80.
Heard from you in 2 weeks, and I'm already got an ass full of you this morning.
Diane Lane, mother effer.
Sorry, not on the list.
Wow.
I agree with you. I agree. I think she's a stunner, but not on the list.
All of the ones you mentioned so far are good.
Here's the rest of the list. Garcelle Bouveau-Nilon.
Don't know.
She is the smoking hot African-American actress who was on NYPD Blue, played the DA on that series. You've seen her in a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
She's a very talented, beautiful actress. She's number 8. Tia Carrera. Number 7
oh,
on the
sure,
list.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Maria Bello.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Number 6 on the list. How hot was she in the violence movie?
History
of Violence. Yes.
Yeah, Kirby.
Amazing.
With the cheerleader outfit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Martina McBride.
She's attractive.
She is.
She doesn't seem sexy to me, but she's attractive.
What is she? One of those...
Country singer.
Oh, freaking country music.
Yeah, that's a bad choice right there.
Number 3, as you mentioned, Pamela Anderson, Salma Hayek. Excuse me, Pamela Anderson, number 4, Salma Hayek, number 3. Number 2, Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, yeah.
Over 40 and fabulous. Oh, I have to agree
forgot
there.
About her.
She's diabolical.
Sure.
And number 1, the most over 40 and most fabulous assistist, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Halle Berry,
yes.
Number 1. Number 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her.
Yeah.
I would wreck that chick.
That whole list is...
That's a good list.
All right with me. See, Kevin?
Except for the country chick.
See, there's hope for women over 40.
That's yeah, but they're all 40 and 41. Let's be honest. They're not 60. Back to you.
All right. Thank you for throwing it back to me. Finally, we have a celebrity we can blame all our problems on. I've been searching high and low for that one a-hole to pin everything on.
Okay. Excellent.
When it comes to all our problems, there's plenty of blame to go around. But here's the guy. If you want to get to the bottom of things, this is his fault. If you believe Professor Don Chance, who's a professor at Louisiana State University, he says he knows what's wrong with everyone under 25 years old. And, of course, that's a source of a lot of problems here in our country.
Okay.
The celebrity you can blame? Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers, he said.
What did he do?
Is to blame. Here's his reasoning. Mr. Rogers' message to kids was, you're special just for being who you are. And he says it's that attitude that leads today's youth to nothing but pure laziness. He thinks the inner focus of young people is the center of many of our problems.
But I get all soapy, you know, soap suds all over me. And then my grandfather would take this hose.
That wasn't a hose?
Squirt all over me until it was so, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
Stop.
So you were playing?
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
No wonder.
When I call it playing.
How about the make-believe about hoes?
Okay. Thank you, Fred.
It's Haas, apparently. I heard from Bad Radio say that once.
Some people call it a mouth organ.
Right.
Because you blow in there.
Oh, Mr. Rogers. That's the problem.
That's what was going on behind the scenes.
Yep. Don Chant.
What do you think might be in here?
It has a long handle, and most people would never expect to see such a big one.
Right. Okay. Sure.
It surely is a big one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Save some, Bean. I got three more reports to do. I'll do the story again, I promise. Apparently, polls show that young adults are 30% more narcissistic today than they were before Mr. Rogers was on the air. And he says it's that problem that is causing them to ignore bigger issues in the world outside of themselves. Fred Rogers, all his fault.
I like that it's not complex in any way. It's just Fred Rogers.
It's Fred Rogers. That's what you can boil it down to. And I happen
to
agree.
Well, the whole you are special. No, I don't think it's Mr. Rogers' fault, but I do think that we've carried that you're so special just for being you thing a little bit too far when you started handing out graduation certificates from kindergarten and things like that.
Yeah. Whose fault is it, though?
Mr. Rogers.
Fred's. That's what I'm saying. A-hole. That whole, ooh, I love you, you're safe. Screw you. You're not going to go down the drain. Yes, you will. Most of you will. Your lives are in ruins. Get over yourself.
Had a little trouble with my zipper there.
What the hell?
Yeah. Guess what? Remember that music news I promised you about Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, and Smashing Pumpkins?
We're ready.
Out of time again.
You tease.
Stand by. Out of time. Next hour, for sure, I'll bring you it.
Son of a...
And I'll have a great story about Metallica, too, but I just don't have the time. I just don't have it right now. Got to keep moving.
All right.
I just know we had a lot more time for showbiz when Kevin and Bean were on vacation.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
A lot more time. Sometimes we do a 20, 25-minute showbiz.
How about some make-believe about hoes?
Yeah, okay.
Plenty of time. Today, song.
Celebrity birthdays. Fred Savage from the Wonder Years. He's 31 years old today. Frank Bello from Anthrax is 42 years old today. That's just recycled Mike there. Courtney Love turns 43. Tom Hanks is 51. Jimmy Smits from NYPD Blue. He's got a new series coming on this fall called Kane, about two brothers fighting over a sugar plane plantation, sugar cane plantation.
I'm out.
No, it's...
But I love him.
It's infighting.
He's so
good. Ooh, these Puerto Ricans sure are angry at each other. It's that kind of show, you know?
Is that the slug line?
Yeah. Chris Cooper.
This fall on NBC. Those Puerto Ricans sure are angry at each other.
Sugar isn't sweet. That's their slug for this one. Chris Cooper from American Beauty and from Secretariat. No, what was that horse movie you did? Seabiscuit.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Yeah. Well, he's got Breach out on DVD now, and he's phenomenal in that.
So good in Breach.
He's
good in everything he does. The Bourne Identity.
Yep.
Great. Yep. 56 years old today. And Orenthal James Simpson.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Football player you may have heard of, mostly for his work in Murder, less so much in his other ventures. He is 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wow. I had no idea this is what we were in for today. This is great. Coming back from vacation, Kevin and Bean Show, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
What about your center and goalie from the Stanley Cup winning Anaheim Ducks coming in with the cup 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show? What about that, by the way? How cool is that going to be?
Very
Optimus
cool.
Prime, you excited about that? You excited about the Stanley Cup joining us here this morning?
I'm very excited about the Stanley Cup. I have a friend of mine who can turn into the Stanley Cup.
Is that right?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Jean-Claude.
So let's give me the big theme song as we welcome to the studio the star of the big hit Transformers, Optimus Prime, is joining us. Transformers!
I got to tell you, Optimus, I was very worried that you weren't going to get through that movie.
Yes, I was as well.
Ralph, I think your mask slipped a little bit.
Hold on a second.
Ralph has a mask.
Let me transform so I can get closer to the microphone.
Okay.
There.
Is that better?
There. Now I am the size of a giant big rig.
Okay, you're just Ralph sitting there in a blue helmet.
No, I'm not. I am Optimus Prime.
You do look a lot. The mask does look like Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime.
Okay.
I am here to put a message out to all my fellow Autobots.
Ralph,
we will be here waiting for you.
Ralph, we can hear your voice
through the mask.
Along with the Optimus voice, we can.
No, you can't.
Yes, we can.
You sound just like you, Ralph.
I am an Autobot.
Okay. You're an Autobot. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Now, this is Bean speaking, Optimus Prime. I have not seen the movie yet, but you're the Autobots and you're good, and you fight the Decepticons and they're bad. Is that right?
That's correct. We are both after the Allspark, the source of all life on our planet Cybertron. What's so funny about that?
Just your voice, Ralph. So, Optimus.
Who is this Ralph?
We need a picture. Lightning, can you get a picture of him for the website?
Yeah. Who is this? It stopped working every once in a while.
I got to tell you, Optimus, I was very excited about the car mechanic Megan Fox played, Michaela Bates.
Oh, yes.
And the computer expert, Rachel Taylor, also super hot. Did you get a piece of either of them?
Did them both.
Get them both.
Oh, nice.
Three-way.
Wow, really? At the
same time? I'm a big guy. I did one with my carburetor.
Ralph, is it possible to take your voice out of the mix?
There is no voice. I am just Optimus Prime.
Okay.
Why? Get out of my face, humor.
Optimus, why, again, forgive me for not being steeped
Megan
in the...
I did Megan Fox in the tailpipe, by the way.
Oh, congratulations, yes.
Sorry,
forgive me for not being steeped.
You're talking with some comedy.
In the legend, but why did you guys come to Earth to look for whatever it is you're looking for?
Because it was here.
Prime real estate. We're looking for a vacation home.
Now, Optimus, I hear there's going to be another movie coming out.
Well, hold on a second.
Push it again.
Push the button again.
There we go. Okay. Right, let me transform again.
Why does it stop? That's the lamest transforming sound ever.
Hello? There we go.
Okay, go.
Sometimes... when I transform.
You're not transformed at all. It's just you with a stupid blue helmet.
I am Optimus Prime. I'm the biggest goddamn movie star in the world. You will show me respect.
Okay.
Or I will have Bumblebee kick your ass.
Bumblebee almost died. Or did. I can't remember. It's been a while.
It's been a week since you've seen it. Yeah.
Optimus, we're almost out of time, but what about that next movie? What will the mission be for Transformers 2?
It will be Transformers 2.
Yeah.
Autobots.
Right. That's, we assume that, but what's going to happen?
Autobots,
what's the plot going to be?
Versus Herbie, the love bug.
Really? You're going to take on Herbie?
We take on Herbie.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Do him in a tailpipe, too.
All right, Optimus. Well, thanks for joining us
today. Hold on. Let me transform out of here.
Right.
Hold on. There we go.
No, now you're back again.
No?
You're still back.
I am Optimus Prime.
All right. I got to tell you, we were just talking about...
1 million households each replaced 4 traditional light bulbs with compact fluorescents. Mm-hmm. We'd eliminate 900,000 tons of greenhouse gases.
That's right.
Ooh. Wow.
Answer the call.
You know what? I was going to replace all of my light bulbs until I heard Whoopi goddamn Goldberg on my TV all day on Saturday telling me to do it. And now, just on principle, I'm going to just start leaving all the lights in the house on.
I'm pretty sure that live Earth thing on all 8 continents, I'm pretty sure they were making up statistics as the day went along. Because I watched a bunch of highlights and they just kept saying, if you use electric car and every other house does that, then it's like it would be the same as a 500 million automobiles off the United States freeways. And I was like, where's that statistic come from? They just kept
globally
making.
We use as many as 1 million new plastic bags every minute at a cost of 2.2 billion gallons of oil a year. Go reusable whenever, wherever. See? Answer the call.
So you think they're just making up the statistics is what you're saying.
2.2 billion gallons. Let's just say that.
I can't trust Al Gore in his math because I see that he sure can't understand calories. I'll tell you that. He sure hasn't figured out calories versus exercise if you saw his fat ass on the TV on Saturday.
Why should I trust him
with his other numbers? All right. Let me set it up for you here because we are back from vacation. Yeah, it's been the best of Kevin and Bean for the past couple of weeks. But we are back live today. It is Monday morning. It is 7:24. We've got a huge show still ahead. We got more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder. We're going to be looking for K-Rock Singles later on this morning to join us Friday night around the Long Beach Harbor for the first singles party of 2007. Also, Jean-Sebastien Giguère and Annie McDonald from your Anaheim Ducks are going to be joining us with the Stanley Cup coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And Kevin is going to explain how he almost killed himself and his entire family with 4th of July fireworks in about 10 minutes.
All right, let's talk about the K-Rock Road Trip USA. We're at stop number 6, and this one is the Family Values Tour in Orlando, Florida. That would be a pretty cool thing, right? Listen to score tickets to Family Values Tour. It's coming to Verizon Wireless, Southern California, September 2nd. September 2, we're going to pick the grand prize drawing Friday morning. Everybody who qualifies goes into the grand prize drawing for a 2007 Chevy HHR and free gas for a year.
Nice.
So that's not
so
bad.
So yeah. Family Values means you got your corn.
Yep.
I know Evanescence is back out on the road with them this year. Atreyu, Flyleaf, many more. You know, they do a pretty good job every year of putting together some bands. You go to familyvalueslive.com for more information. So the tickets for the local show go on sale this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and then the grand prize drawing is going to be Friday to send someone to Orlando to see him as stop number 6 of the K-Rock Road Trip USA. So I guess the winning starts this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This summer, take the family on a fun-filled adventure to Orlando. With tons of theme parks, all you got to do is grab your bags and
go, boy! K-Rock Road Trip USA, stop 6, corn in Orlando. K-Rock has your tickets to Family Values, Record, Evanescence, and more.
Listen for your name Friday morning to see Korn in Orlando. And I just killed your puppy.
Qualifies all month long, gets the chance to win a 2007 Chevy HHR. Good free gas for a whole year. Keep listening.
The world's famous K-Rock.
Brought to you by your SoCal Chevy dealers. Cool can be useful. Useful can be cool. The 2007 Chevy HHR. Check it out at SoCalChevy.com.
I want to tell you about my man Kevin here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's an email that I received from him. I think we all received from him over the long holiday weekend. King of Mexico Dave was sending out, as he always does, pictures of hot chicks that he finds on websites. And he sent out some pictures of Alessandra Ambrosio. You know who's the Victoria's Secret supermodel?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So Kevin writes back about his girlfriend, Alessandra. And I guess what? You ran into her at Coachella or something like that?
Hanging out at Coachella. Thank you.
You actually had a conversation with her at Coachella?
Yeah, Stryker knows her, so we were hanging out talking to her. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she loves me, but go ahead.
Here's what Kevin says in the email that he sent to us, and this is how we spent our holiday weekend, reading emails like this from Kevin. Yeah, she still calls me pretty much every day, and I'm like all, hey, bitch, I've got a family, and she's all like, I can't help myself, and I'm all, a lot of Victoria's supermodels tell me that, and she's all, but I'm the only one that matters, and I'm all, yeah, we had that one magical night at Coachella, and that memory is all we'll ever have, and she's all like, I still have that memory of the telephone pole between your legs. Now, that's the conversation you claim is happening with you and Alessandra Ambrosio.
I barely remember even sending that. Well, to be honest,
you certainly seemed proud at the time. But anyway, if you want to see some hot pictures of Kevin's girlfriend, you can go to thesuperficial.com. They're pretty good.
I got to tell you, 4th of July is one of my favorite. I think it may be my favorite holiday.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I do love me the Halloween because, you know, all the chicks dress up like hookers. That's good. Mm-hmm.
But 4th of July, people blow stuff up. And that's number one for a pyromaniac like you.
I've always been a pyromaniac. I love fire. I love exploding things. So every 4th of July, I put on a fireworks show. And it's always better than the last, thanks to my unnamed source, Omar.
He does have the hookup, doesn't he?
So, but the problem is the place we go on the beach, there is a house two doors over that hates us, hates our country, hates the 4th of July.
Mm.
And every time they hear one single firecracker, they're right on the phone to the police. Immediately. Right.
Bastards.
By the way, that is true in much of this country. The police are just deluged with calls from people who are complaining about the noise and complaining about the kids and complaining about the fireworks and stuff like that. Police don't have time or, frankly, the interest to respond to most
right.
of those because that's what people do on the 4th of July. You give them a few hours that night every year to blow up stuff. That's just the way it works.
Right, because it's the 4th of July.
4th of July, of course.
And by the way, it's legal in like half the counties or something, right? I mean, it's so strange. You can drive to Ventura and buy whatever you want. So, but not the kind that Omar gets me. So anyway, so we're out on the beach, and it's a race against time every year now. I could move, but that's not the point. The point is to put on a bigger and better fireworks show every year, two houses over from the a-holes. And we have to organize it so that we can get it done by the time they call the police and the police show up.
How much time do you figure you got?
Usually 4 to 5 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. Before they call, and then the police, however busy they are, you know, it depends if they show up.
You don't know.
So my friend and I, Joey, he builds these homemade rocket launchers, and we've got like 5 rocket launchers and stuff all set up, and we have to get everything ready to go.
Like beforehand. A professional show.
Yes. Because once it starts, you know, the clock is ticking.
Right.
So we put it in 3 duffel bags this year, the fireworks, because if we get interrupted, we don't want to have all of the fireworks gone. We want to still have 2 other bags available in 3 different places, right? So we bring one bag out, and we get ready to go, and we're looking at the neighbors trying to figure out if they're home. They're such a-holes. They keep calling the police. They keep ruining the fun. And we get everything set up, and we're just ready to start lighting them. Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing that you need to know about me is I'm not good with fireworks. Just because I love them doesn't mean I in any way control them.
Okay.
So every year, somebody ends up getting hurt somehow.
That's why it's good, by the way, that you've moved into the rocket launcher territory,
right.
Because that's what's necessary for a guy who already has trouble containing sparklers. Definitely move up to higher firepower.
What happens is it's not like these are government controlled or anything. You can't go complain to anybody if something doesn't work. So every once in a while, you'll drop a firework in, you'll light it, and it'll just not go anywhere and explode.
Right.
And last year, the towel that my 8-year-old daughter was sitting on lit on fire.
Okay. Like you said, it's not like you can call the guy in Mexico who made it. You know? I mean,
hey, a-hole, that set my towel on fire.
Right.
And you can't call the police, and you can't call the Better Business. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
So basically, you just have to, hide. So in the invite this year, my wife tells everybody, somebody's going to get injured. We have a pool. They had a pool going on who was going to get hurt with the fireworks this year.
My God.
So we had everything set up. And this year, I had something called an ammo box.
Sounds promising.
I didn't know what that was. I talked to my super secret source, Omar, and he said, hey, by the way, I can get you something called an ammo box. I said, I'm in. He said, you don't even know what it is. I said, I don't care. And it was spectacular.
What does it do?
This ammo box is, it shoots like, it's like an AK-47 with fireworks, like rapid fire.
Oh, really?
And then another round. And they go up and they explode and everything. It's fantastic.
Wow.
But I didn't realize, because it's underneath paper, I didn't realize how many there were. So we started lighting off all of the fireworks. And then, you got the sparklers and the ones that just kind of shoot, sparks up in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to kind of move stuff along. And I look over and I notice that all of the smoke, I've never seen anything like this. It was like it was in a tube. All of the smoke from our fireworks was going the other side, the other house, two doors over, and was going straight into that house and choking out the life.
Oh.
The house to its left, smoke-free. House to the right, no smoke at all. It was just circling. It was like the house had an afro of smoke. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. And the fire alarm started going off, and everybody started panicking because now we're making this house, filled with smoke.
Oh, my God. Were those people home?
I'll tell you in a second.
All right.
So I panic, and I think, okay, we got to light everything. We got to light it right now because we're so in trouble. Because the house is covered with smoke. It's not the neighbors that hate us, but it's on the other side. So we start lighting off everything we have, and we start lighting off the ammo box. Now, the ammo box, like I told you before, it's rapid fire, but there's like five rows of them. So it goes, and then another row, and they shoot up and they explode. I don't know that there's more than one row.
Right.
So I light it, and I light something else, and I light something else, and I lean back in to light something else. And right in the side of my head.
Oh.
I get hit right in the side of my head, and I fall down. Now I'm a little disoriented because I burned the side of my head. I was shocked that there were more than I thought there were. And I was like, light everything. Light it up immediately. We're so in trouble. So we start lighting all the fireworks, and they all start going off up in the air. And I see this one giant tube over on the side. I have no idea what it is, but there's one fuse. I grab it. I light the fuse, and I think I'm going to throw this one in the ocean. That'll look cool. I'm a little disoriented now.
Right.
And there's a giant pile of seaweed. So I light the fuse and trip in the seaweed. Now, the left side of my head is pretty much on fire. I trip. I'm laying in wet seaweed, and the firework is pretty much in my hand at that point.
Brilliant.
Okay.
And I shouted, no! Slows down to just super slow-mo.
Now you can't hear anything.
And people's mouths are moving. There's no sound. Like that.
Deaf.
See in the movie. You can't hear a single thing, and it seems like everybody else is hearing all the music and stuff. Nothing going on. And I look up, and the neighbor to two houses to the left, whose house was completely, I'm sure, ruined by smoke, is standing above me with a bottle of vodka. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Is America great or what?
Oh, you mean not to hit you in the head with?
Not upset.
Oh, to drink with. Oh,
wanted
okay.
To join the party.
That's awesome.
His smoke alarms are going off and he brings alcohol.
How about that? Boy, you got lucky.
Is America a great country or what? So I mean, three burns on my right hand and a burn next to my left eye.
Wow.
So it was a good party.
Great party. Fantastic.
Who had you in the injury pool, by
no
the way?
One.
They scored.
How dumb
are you
is
serious?
That? Nobody stupid. Picked me. Because usually I light them and they go toward everyone else. But this time I got four injuries. I'm partially deaf on the left side still. And I didn't need to do that because the neighbor who brought the alcohol, he was fine with it. He was fine Damn with it. His entire house being enveloped with smoke.
He's probably renting.
Who could have ever guessed that? That's
Where's the Stanley Cup?
It's coming,
on its
dude.
Way.
It's coming. It'll be here.
They got a caravan. Right. They got to come. It's got armed guards and an armored truck carrying it and snipers. And
I like
Speaking
it.
Of
Jack,
beautiful
Jack
cups.
Bauer, Jack Bauer's leading the leading the parade. It's nuts.
Awesome. Speaking of beautiful cups, Ralph, I know you're with me on this. How about Elvira tomorrow morning on the Kevin Beach
Show?
How about Elvira joining us? I know because Halloween is right around the corner, but she'll be here tomorrow morning on the Kevin Beach Show at 9 o'clock.
I'm going to drive a stake right into her heart. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's
it's Monday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat at 7:52. What's going on?
Yeah, don't be all, oh, hi, Ralph. Nice to see you again with your BS,
what?
Bean.
What are you talking about?
Screw you.
What? What did I do? I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks.
Like you didn't know. Yeah, you know what? I had an ass full of you.
Already?
Here's what happened. You guys go on vacation.
Right.
And as usual, you know, Psycho Mike and I are left behind to clean up your mess.
Right.
Entertain the city while you're gone.
Sure.
And by clean up my mess, you mean make the show way better since we're gone and you guys run it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone wrote a very funny email while you guys were gone saying, why do they call it the best of Kevin and Bean when it's constantly bits you and Mike have done that they play over and over again? That's a good question. So we were left behind here doing the Showbiz Beat. And your lack of respect for me, Bean, your complete disregard for me, your
what are you talking about?
I don't have any idea.
Your laissez-faire attitude regarding me, your lack.
No one's a bigger Ralph fan than I am. No one.
You could not be a bigger liar.
Because
well, we just all noticed during this, you guys were introing me on tape. You had recorded intros for me saying, "Here's Ralph with the Showbiz
right.
Beat." We couldn't help but notice in this pre-recorded introduction of my Showbiz Beat. How Bean has no idea what my name is.
No idea what your name is.
Just play the intro.
So keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Ralph Harmon. Ralph Harmon's got the Showbiz Beat.
So keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
That's close.
That's awfully close.
Come on. For 9 years.
But G and H are right next to each other in the
alphabet. They are. And you know what? He's like, Ralph Harmon. He probably knew it. It didn't sound good. He's like, whatever. I can't be bothered taking the time to re-record it and get his name correct.
Yeah. And here's the thing. As the guy who goes back and re-edits the stuff they do, those intros, Bean is the biggest perfectionist, redoes a line over and over again. If he misses, he pronounces one thing, if the inflection isn't right up to his standards, he'll
important stuff. Important stuff I redo.
Take that again. This one?
I don't get to do that again.
He just ran with it.
So whatever. Keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah, it's more of Ralph Harmon.
Look, we had 10 days of shows to record in about 2 hours, all right?
Screw you. It's my
I'm
name.
I'm just saying.
I will
well,
say get that much right.
I will say this. We were delirious, and every mistake was fine at the end. We were just like
apparently,
plowing through it.
Apparently.
Dare it all.
So keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
And then I thought, well, maybe, you know, Kevin would catch it. And
no.
then I'm like, what am I thinking? Kevin catching anything?
Oh, no, I heard it. I wasn't
going to
stop.
Oh, he heard it. Yeah, why slow down the process?
Come
we had
on.
Four more days to do. All right, Ralph Harmon. Besides that, I apologize for that. But what else you got?
Screw you. Ralph Harmon. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Transformers, number one by far. Not only did it make almost $67 million just this weekend, but if you start the total from late Monday night when they first started screening Transformers, for the week, it made over $152 million.
That is huge.
That's a record. Beat Spider-Man, who held the record in 2002. So, yeah, it's obviously the runaway smash hit of the summer. Ratatouille, also doing pretty well for itself, came in at number two. Live Free or Die Hard was three.
How is that, by the way? Because we haven't spoken since that one came out. Is that one good?
Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah.
I've not got a chance to see that yet.
I loved it. I saw it, and I think Kevin Smith, who was in our studios, is right. It was the first one was the best. And then this last one was second best.
Oh,
they say
good.
This is the true sequel to, yeah. To the film.
Okay.
It's really good. And Kevin Smith is really good.
He's a real good actor.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah.
Plays a computer nerd, hard to believe.
License to Wed was number 4. Evan Almighty at number 5. 1408, which Psycho Mike saw last week and enjoyed enormously. It was number 6 at the box office. Knocked Up was number 7. Then Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Sicko, and Ocean's 13, rounding out your top 10. I have been really behind in my movie going. I'm just looking at this list saying, yeah, need to see that, need to see that, yeah. Need to see that, need to see that.
Now, before we went away on vacation, Kevin was all excited about Evan Almighty, and you correctly predicted, Ralph, that it was going to suck.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you ever end up going to see it?
Oh, God, no.
No one else.
Really? Because you were really talking it up.
It's a huge disappointment.
I thought it looked good, but if you have to make a choice between Die Hard or that, you go to Die Hard. You know, you go to Transformers.
Yeah. Although Evan Almighty on the poster says, this is not a good movie, Ralph Harmon.
Does it say
K-Rock
that?
Radio, yes.
I didn't realize that.
Believe it or not.
Should listen
so
to that.
Keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the showbiz beat. Hey, Ralph.
Thanks, Bean Laxter.
You're a homo.
Tony Parker and Eva Longoria got married over the weekend twice, just to make sure it would stick. Once was a civil ceremony by the mayor of Paris. That's a nice get. Better than Kevin Bean marrying at a racetrack.
We married Lightning and his wife.
And then Saturday at a Roman Catholic ceremony at a church near the Louvre Museum. And apparently all the celebrities were there. Of course, all of her co-stars from her TV series and Sheryl Crow and all kinds of celebrities. There's no mention of what NBA players attended. I was wondering if any Tony's fellow teammates showed up. But they just mentioned the big celebrity types like Mario Lopez.
Who was there. Yeah, sure.
He was there. Chris Angel's a big douchebag.
Yeah.
Last week I broke the story that his wife, Joanne, has stepped forward and saying she wants a divorce and some of his money. The funny part is no one really knew he had a wife until she stepped forward and said, "Hi, I'm Chris Angel's wife."
Hey, remember that old marriage thing?
5 years ago? Yeah, this is me over here when you're out dating Cameron Diaz. Chris Sarantakos.
That's his real name?
Yeah.
He's not an angel?
No, he's not. Huh. Apparently now, he made something else appear out of nothing. She's claiming she's pregnant.
Oh.
Dude.
Now, one source says she may be saying it as a threat to Chris to try to get him to up the ante when it comes to the payoff to get her out of his life and also out of the press. No comments coming from either couple regarding the validity of this pregnancy claim, but could be further the ongoing story of Chris Angel. Who Kevin's wife loves, by the way.
Oh, dear God. There's a riot in my house. I'm bringing in highlights tomorrow of why I hate this guy.
Good.
And
you're with us.
My whole family. Hey, when are you going to have him on? I'm like, I'm not even going to ask. I don't want him on.
While you're on vacation, your wife called us in the office and told us we had to put him on.
I know.
You weren't even here. She's calling us.
Do you think Cameron Diaz knew he was married, or do you think this was a bad surprise to her to find out the man she's dating has a wife?
That's the question I'd like answered.
Good
and
question.
Reportedly, Joanne Sarantakos, her lawyers are going to call her and subpoena her into the court proceedings to see exactly what she knew and when she knew it and what she was doing and when. So,
President Bush will pardon her.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll commute her sentence.
I promise you some music news. I'm going to get to it right now. If you're a Pearl Jam fan, you're going to be happy to know there's a new DVD coming out later this year. It's going to be footage shot by photographer Danny Clinch on their fall 2006 tour of Italy. So you'll get to see an entire performance of their CD that was released that year live, as well as their cover of a Tom Waits tune called Picture in a Frame. The DVD will probably be in stores for the holidays, so you'll have to wait until Christmas time. But live Pearl Jam, can't beat that. Foo Fighters are ready to release their 6th studio album. Dave Grohl tells Billboard.com that the 12 new tunes sound like everything from Steely Dan to punk rock. That's quite the gamut.
You guys see Dave Grohl at the Live Earth?
Mm-hmm. I did not see that part.
No. Looks just like Barry Gibb now.
Yeah,
just big, shaggy hair,
that
beard. Looks just like Barry Gibb we saw on American Idol recently. Look, identical twins.
Stores will have the new CD from the Foos September the 25th. As of right now, it's called Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace.
Right.
Interesting title. And Smashing Pumpkins have just announced their major North American tour kicks off in Montreal on September 8th. We should call up there, Montreal, and see.
That's a good idea.
On.
Come on. Why would you do that?
Sometimes it's good to call
Come
Montreal.
On.
This is not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Oh, we dialed wrong. And it wraps up in Nashville on November the 5th, hitting a bunch of major cities along the way. So check their website. I'm sure it has all the details. If you didn't catch them at Live Earth over the weekend, Pumpkins will be on David Letterman tonight and Friday night.
Both nights.
Bookending the week with performances, so you can check that out.
So keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the showbiz beat. Hey, Ralph.
Harmon.
Wow. That was embarrassing for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
And over the weekend, of course, Metallica was performing at Live Earth at Wembley. Along with Spinal Tap, by the way. I don't know if you saw them do their duet. It was spectacular.
I didn't see that. I was very sad. I saw Metallica. I didn't see Spinal Tap.
It was great when Nigel Tufnel from Spinal Tap came to the microphone and said, "Hello, Wimbledon!" Very, very wrong. James Hetfield was returning from the UK, coming back to the States, when he was stopped at the airport because they thought he was a terrorist.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was his Taliban-like beard, according to the London Times.
It's that, like, those of you that haven't seen him recently, it's like a goatee, but it goes from his chin, like, down to his belly button. It's the strangest, longest thing you've ever seen.
Oh.
Almost.
He was allowed to leave the
airport. That's what she said.
After a brief interrogation, after he persuaded officials that he was indeed a rock star. So.
Did he check his goatee for bombs?
Yeah, I guess so. They searched the goatee, and it came out okay. So, yeah. Sorry about that, Jimmy, but, you know.
It's got to be embarrassing, though, if you're somebody as famous as James Hetfield, to not be recognized at an airport, to not just be, you know, given the courtesy pat and move on.
Yep.
You have to explain to people who you are and that I'm in this band that sold 150 million albums, you know?
You know what's embarrassing, too, is being on a radio show for 9, 10 years and then having the other guy you work with call you by the wrong last name.
So keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the showbiz beat. Hey,
yeah,
Ralph.
That's hard to take, too. but like James Hetfield at the airport, only worse.
Keith, you've done that, too, right, sometimes? Yeah. Haven't you called people by the wrong name?
What's that?
Keith?
Oh, I was talking to you, Keith.
Oh, see what he did. He changed my name now.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Orenthal James Simpson. Football player, actor, slasher, is 60 years old today. Chris Cooper, one of my favorite actors, 56 years old today. More good actors having their birthdays today. Jimmy Smits, over there on NYPD Blue, is 52 years old today. And the upcoming Kane, don't forget Kane this fall. Tom Hanks is 51 years old today. Fred Savage turns 31. Courtney Love is 43 years old today. And Kelly McGillis.
Oh!
Remember her from Top Gun? She was the hot-looking broad from... She was the psychologist in Top Gun. She was also in Witness with Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. She's 50 years old today. And it's come to my attention that I've neglected to mention Jack White's birthday. Apparently Jack White also celebrates his birthday today. So
Bastard. There,
we're all covered.
Frank Bello.
What's that?
Frank Bello from Anthrax.
And Frank Bello from Anthrax. And John Tesh. All right?
Now
we're good. Now
John
we're
Tesh is officially below the line.
Oh, I almost forgot. Jim Kerr from Simple Minds also celebrates his birthday.
Right.
Way below.
And Mark Allman from Soft Cell.
Nope.
All right, we good now?
Below the line.
We covered? Yeah. I'm Ralph Harmon. I walk the showbiz.
We announced details this morning on Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, this Friday night. It's us and a couple of hundred of K-Rock listeners cruising around the Long Beach Harbor, courtesy of Harbor Breeze Cruises. We'll be looking for, gals in the 9 o'clock hour. 21 and up who want to drink and want to party with us this coming Friday night. First singles party of the year. That'll be next hour. Don't forget the Stanley Cup will be here in just a few minutes, too, with Andy McDonald and our pal John Sebastian Jaguar. They'll all be here. And we'll be talking Anaheim Ducks hockey. Tell you how you can meet the guys coming up here in a couple minutes, too, on the world famous K-Rock.
First time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. That's the number. If you see something on the road, you need to let us know.
Hey, I just saw a little Asian midget.
Okay.
Midget sightings come in every single day.
A little bit redundant, though. Asian midget, isn't it?
No, forgot that joy, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Guys, start a little early.
Another one.
I think he's had enough.
Yeah, he's probably had enough, mm-hmm. The FCC is pretty much the bane of our existence.
I just wanted to say that I think the FCC are a bunch of vaginas. Yeah, dicks.
Well, just don't sing "Hey There, Vagina" to them. You can't do that anymore.
Guy's driving down the street, see somebody he wants to hit on.
There is the hottest girl in front of me in my car. She's looking at herself in the mirror. She's got the cutest little nose. She's looking at me. She's all right.
Apparently, he got a better look. And that's not what he wanted. Hey, Psycho Mike, how about a little Sabbath?
Huh? Yeah!
Yeah!
This is Psycho Mike. I am Ice Cream Man, running over kids with my big white van. If I don't get you first, I'm gonna get you in reverse. That was a remix of Iron Man with Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
We understood that. Youngster, but thank you for the call.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Soul Train.
Back.
Hey, this is the one from Los Angeles, California, and Kevin the Bean, dude. Let me do the rap. Gangsta Rocky, gangsta Bookie, gangsta Bookie, gangsta Bookie, gangsta Bookie, gangsta rap, gangsta rock, gangsta punk rock, gangsta Rocky.
What the hell was he talking about?
I'm pretty sure we're going to have to take his blackness away. Is that possible? Can you confiscate blackness?
I don't think so. No, I think he's black for life. But did he get the job at In-N-Out? Did we get any kind of update over the vacation? Does anyone know?
Nope.
I'm just guessing here, but I'm going to go with no on that one.
No.
It's just a guess.
They're lost.
323-520-AFRO is the number, 24 hours a day. Jean-Sebastien Jaguar, Andy McDonald, next on K-Rock.
I can't believe I'm seeing what I'm seeing in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, from your Stanley Cup-winning Anaheim Ducks, Andy McDonald, Jean-Sebastien Jaguar with the cup here at K-Rock this morning. This is... This is something that we've been thinking about all season long, and it's finally here. Congratulations. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You know what's funny is the guys are here, and Mike, just before we went on the air, said to Lightning, Lightning, can I get a picture with the cup, just with your camera and me and the cup?
And I was like, hey, Jean-Sebastien Jaguar is here. Andy McDonald is here.
No, just the cup. I need a picture with the cup.
Get those guys out of the picture.
We're good.
So what's it been like? Has it slowed down at all since the finals ended, you guys? Or has it still been kind of nonstop Ducks business for you? Has vacation even started for you yet?
Well, yeah, it has. Personally, I went to Montreal, and it's kind of been busy. I moved into a new house, so it's just... I kind of forgot about the cup for a second, but my big day is coming up on Saturday this week, and that should be quite a bit of fun with the cup.
Tell people who are not hockey fans what happens with the cup after you guys win it.
Well, each player gets it for 24 hours period, and you can do pretty much whatever you want. There's a couple rules that you have to follow. You can bring the cup to the casino, and you can bring the cup to a strip bar. But for,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
But for the rest, anything goes, and I'm planning to drink quite a bit out of the cup.
Fantastic.
And just have a lot
First
of fun.
Time drinking for him, I think.
Are you able to bet the cup? If you're at a casino, are you able to say, I'm all
like
in?
Like lose it in a poker game?
Here's the cup.
That's why they don't let you take it to the casino, I'm sure.
Might lose it.
Yeah.
Now, I would imagine the big thrill for both you guys and all the players on the Ducks who get their day with the cup is sharing it with your friends and family and parents and everything else. I mean, just having it in your living room has got to be the thrill, something you dream about from the time you're a little boy, right?
Yeah, I think it's a dream for all hockey players. And, you get a chance to take it back, like Jiggy said, back to your hometown and with your friends and family, and I think they get a big kick out of it being there, and it's a great day, and I know all the guys look forward to it.
It's funny because everybody's scared of it. They're scared of, they don't want to touch, they don't want to talk about, they don't want to jinx anything until they finally, then you finally win it, then it's yours now. Now you're fine with it. Jiggy came strolling through the door this morning with it, just walking in. Hey, how you doing? I'm here with the cup.
I remember, and Jean-Sebastien Jaguar was so kind to us here at K-Rock. We talked to him during the season a couple times and then before every round of the playoffs, and you were always very gracious with your time, Jiggy. We really appreciate that. But I remember I always wanted to ask you. It was always like the burning question in my head was, what are you going to do with the cup? But of course, you can't bring it up. You can't say anything. And it's just so exciting to know that you actually are going to get to have that opportunity now and actually get to take it back to Montreal.
Yeah, well, we came so close in 2003 to winning it, so I kind of knew what I was going to do with it.
You already had a plan.
You can't help but think about it when you're so close.
What are your 24 hours going to be?
We're gonna have a little parade in my hometown with the fire trucks and all that. We're gonna go to the Children's Hospital in Montreal.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, spend a couple hours with the kid, myself and François Beauchemin, plays on our team. And then the parade, there's gonna be autographs and the whatnot, pictures and all that with the the kids from our little city.
Right.
And then, you know, just a big old party with, I'm expecting about 400 guests.
And just bar hopping.
Yeah, pretty much.
Andy, you have plans?
Yeah, same kind of deal. I'm taking it back to where I grew up, Strathroy, Ontario. I'm going to have a thing at the local rink where I grew up playing hockey there.
Oh, that's cool.
A chance for all the kids to come out and get a picture with the cup.
You guys, I know that you guys have hardcore fans in Southern California. But it's nothing like it is in Canada, where everyone is a hockey fan first and foremost, and then the other sports are way, way down. What is it like here to kind of, I don't know, it didn't seem to me like it was getting the respect that it deserved. I was frustrated just in watching you guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I think it took off quite a bit, especially in the playoffs. I mean, you know, coming outside the rink, you see there's a couple group of people there in the regular season, but and the playoffs, you come outside, and all of a sudden, there's a couple hundred. It's a big difference. So I think people jumped on board towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, we're growing the game slowly here. You know, it's taking a little while, but I think winning the cup is really going to help.
It has to be odd to come from a place where it's all-consuming and then come here where we're just, it's
one
literally,
of many.
Yeah, yeah, literally you're trying to grow and get it going. You know,
it's an interesting challenge, I think, for our organization, and I think from what I heard, when the Ducks first came in Anaheim, there was about 5,000 kids playing hockey, and now there's 15,000 kids. So
fantastic,
you know. And I think with the exposure we're getting with the Cup, you know, I think that number is even going to grow. And I think the Samuelis, with being so big in our community, they're going to build some new rinks for minor hockey, and this game is really going to take off in the future.
I think it's interesting and worth noting, by the way, that the United States has held on to the Stanley Cup for something like, well, I think the Canadians were the last team to win it when they beat the LA Kings back in 93. So it's been like 14 years the Cup has been in the United States. So clearly there's, you know, clearly hockey's here to stay. There's no question about that. You know, it's funny, guys. I was up in Canada last week. I like going up there because I live so close to the, you know, to Canada here in Seattle. And I love going up and seeing the Canada Day fireworks. So I was actually in Kamloops in British Columbia to see the fireworks there on Canada Day on July 1st. And you see kids, and you never see this in the United States. You actually see kids walking down the street with a hockey stick and a ball. I mean, they're playing with it as they're walking down the street. And, of course, July 1st was the big, you know, the trade deadline, and that was all over the news. That's all anybody up there was talking about, was the various moves and whatnot that all the teams made. And I guess that kind of forces you, when that happens, when July 1st comes and goes, kind of forces you to start thinking about next year. Is the pressure already on to think about what you're going to be doing next year?
Yeah.
It is now.
Yeah,
way to go, man.
Yeah, I guess the season will be here before we know it. And, you know, we look forward to it. I think, like you said, there'll be a little bit of pressure defending champs, but it makes it exciting. And certainly, I think the guys will appreciate the challenge.
Andy McDonald's here, Jean-Sébastien Jaguerre from the Ducks. The Cup is here. We're going to tell you about a DVD that comes out tomorrow, some signings where they can come meet you guys, and a whole bunch of stuff when we get back on the World Famous.
Might have some Linkin Park news for you pretty soon here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. So stick around for that. We'll get some more details for you. Very special day this morning. Jean-Sébastien Jaguerre is in the studio with us, along with Andy McDonald from your Anaheim Ducks, along with the Stanley Cup. Hey, when you guys take it home to Canada, when you get the cup for 24 hours, do you have to take it like as part of your luggage? You have to check it at the airport and stuff like that? Or does somebody else do that for you?
But Jiggy can't lift it, so.
well, I guess before 2001, I think there was the cup could travel into the plane, and they had his own seats, and they had
really just bought a seat.
Yeah,
for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and then I think since then you got to check it in, so there's a box or whatever. And
no kidding.
And I've been told that it's been lost a couple of times there in the traveling too. So.
Can you imagine sitting there waiting for the luggage?
Baggage claim.
Sure would like to see the cup. That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
Sure would be cool.
Well, you wouldn't want the baggage handlers to know that the cup was in there, because there's just too much temptation to just run with it, I would imagine. I mean, it seems like you got to be real careful. Keep an eye on it as much as you can. There is a DVD that is coming out tomorrow that is going to be thrilling for all Ducks fans. It is the story of the season just passed. It's called the 2006-2007 Stanley Cup Champions, the Anaheim Ducks. Out on DVD, captures the whole season with lots of bonus materials and obviously highlights from games and interviews and the whole deal. And you guys are going to be doing some in-stores. You're going to be meeting the fans, I guess, this week, right?
Yep, Jaguerre, you're going to be 11-1 at the Walmart in Orange.
Okay.
Right, tomorrow?
Am I telling you that for the first time?
Good to
write it
down.
Good to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to know, all right. That's 2300 North Tustin. And Andy McDonald's going to be from 5-7 tomorrow, Andy, at the FYE in Fullerton on Harbor Boulevard.
Can't wait.
You're going to be signing the DVDs and meeting the fans. And is the cup going there or no? You guys know?
I don't know. I think so.
Don't have any idea?
No, probably. Hey, I mean, I'm guessing so, yeah.
Hey, Mike, the keeper of the cup, do you have to go with these guys when they take it for 24 hours, or do they get to shed you?
That's kind of a package deal, so.
Oh, you go with it?
Yeah, we go with it.
So really?
We hang out the whole 24 hours. We don't sleep very much, the cup guys, at this time of year.
So. I imagine not.
No. I bet that's true, yeah.
But what if they want to, like, take it in their bedroom? Then you stay out?
No, I just say move over.
Move over.
Hey, Mike. I have a quick question for you, Mike. Do you have a business card, and what does it say?
I work for the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, and it just says Mike Bolt, Hockey Hall of Fame.
It doesn't say Keeper of the Cup?
I mean, that's our media title, and that's our kind of our title, but it doesn't say
You should have a crown, dude.
Yeah, rats.
Yeah. Does Mike have headphones? Can he hear me?
No, he can't. No.
Okay.
I can ask him, though, if you want to.
I wanted to ask what that story was that they were telling during the finals about why they bring the cup to the stadium, to the arena, where the way they do now, because I guess they had some sort of deal where they kept showing up the cup and then the people didn't win. What was that whole story? I got confused by that. I wanted to hear that.
Did you hear that, Mike? Why do they bring the cup to the arena a little bit later on in the game rather than early?
Well, these guys are, you know, hockey players are pretty superstitious guys, and we don't want to run into them at all during the playoffs.
So literally, if they're in the playoffs and you're walking down the hall with the cup, they would see you and run the other way?
Pretty much. I mean, I can tell you, I remember in New Jersey in 2001, and it was just bad luck, but we were actually in the same hotel as the Devils, and I'm rolling down to get the cup ready to load in the car, and I'd been with the Devils in 2000, so I knew a lot of the guys, so they would have recognized me, and all of a sudden I see... I saw Patrick Galiash. I'm like, oh no! I'm like, this is a deciding game, and the last thing they want to see is the cup. And so I actually kind of ducked down a hallway and hid and waited for them to load up on the team bus to head over to the arena. So
I'm not sure there's a bigger group of superstitious people than hockey players. Really, I mean, everything from not shaving to not even laying eyes on the cup. It's bizarre.
They don't want to touch it or be around it until they win it. And now that these guys have won it, membership has its privileges.
Yes, it does.
They'll have their name etched on there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. So you're going to etch the entire name on the cup. On the bottom ring, and then it stays on there for 63 years, did you tell us?
Yeah, 63 years before the ring is actually retired into the Hall of Fame. The cup doesn't get any bigger, and so the top ring will come off, get cut in half, and mounted on a wall in the vault in the Great Hall of the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, right next to the original bowl that Lord Stanley donated back in 1892.
You know, it's funny. You go to the Super Bowl, Major League Baseball, whatever. They all try to – NBA, they all try to promote their – trophy, cup, whatever it is, but none of them come close.
We've had baseball. I remember we had this up in Seattle once, actually in Safeco Field, and the Mariners and the Red Sox are coming over. That's so cool. These guys get their name on it. They get to drink out of it. They get to take it home. One guy goes, we play for a bunch of stinking flags. So it kind of puts everything in perspective. So, it is probably the most prestigious trophy in professional sports.
Certainly, yeah. Hey, do you guys get rings too, Andy? Jiggy, you guys get a ring to wear too?
Yeah, we're going to get probably one in September. It's a fairly big deal. I think from what most team does is they get a ring to all their employees, to everybody that works at the rink and stuff like that. There's three different kind of rings. And so everybody that was part of the win gets to really have something to keep like
so
that.
So there's a player ring and then there's a watcher ring. What else is there? There's three, you said.
Oh, it depends.
Tangentially?
Every team does it different a little bit, but there's could be as far as the guy driving the Zamboni, you know, getting a ring too.
That guy doesn't serve a ring.
How about the ice girls, dude? He's shaking. What about the ice girls?
Hey, easy. Andy married one of them.
Well, I just say it. Then he appreciates how awesome they are. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
They need a ring. Hey, let me ask you guys. Andy McDonald, John Sebastian Jaguar in the studio from the Ducks. We're sitting here talking with the cup as well. Let me ask you guys, because it looked like in that final game, and the last time I saw Scott Niedermayer on the TV, it looked like he had accomplished everything he could possibly ever hope to accomplish and was likely to hang it up. I don't know that I've heard since then whether he's coming back or not. Do you guys know anything?
No, Jiggy, do you know?
No, I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't look good for the both of them, you know, what they're going to do, Timu and Scotty. But, you know, I mean, they've had a great career, and like for a guy like Scotty, you know, he doesn't have anything else to win.
Right,
so,
right.
You gotta find your motivation somewhere. I'm not sure where you would get it at this point.
At some point, you really do, especially in hockey, you really have to consider... I don't mean if you're young retiring, but you do have to think, wow, this would be a good time if we won the cup. You know, what are the chances I'm ever going to get back here?
But the chemistry is so important, and particularly, I mean, on your team, you guys play so well together as a team. It must be a little bit nerve-wracking to think about having to, you know, having new faces and not having the lineup that has worked for you next year, right?
Yeah, I don't, you know, we don't want to disrupt that chemistry. And like you said, our team's been pretty successful with the group that we have, and
okay.
You got to bring in two new guys or whatever, and it's going to change things. And you know, you hope that doesn't happen, but it might. And something that you're going to have to work at.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it certainly is tough to repeat. That's for sure. But man, I guess that's your motivation. Is it felt so good? You don't ever want to be not end a season that way again because it was such a great way to go out.
Yeah, for sure. It's you know, the next season's always tough. You look at Edmonton and Carolina this year. Both of them didn't make the playoff.
That's crazy.
So there is a cup.
Won the cup, didn't make the playoffs.
You know, and we're all going to be aware of it. And I'm sure Randy, your coach, is going to be really aware of it. And we'll make sure that that doesn't happen to our group.
Jess, you were going to become a free agent. How long are you in Anaheim now? Two more years? Three more years?
Four more years.
Four more years.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. I'm really happy with that.
Andy McDonald, John Sebastian Jaguar. Again, thank you very much for being on the air with us all this season. Jaguar, we really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for
having
us. You
were very cool. Yeah. Andy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
More importantly, the cup. Can I have 5 minutes? Can I just have 5 minutes?
Let me give out the information one more time where people can meet you and get autographs and maybe see the cup. Jiggy is going to be at the Walmart at 2300 North Tustin Street in Orange, and that's going to be tomorrow from 11 till 1. Andy is going to be at the FYE store on Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, and that's going to be tomorrow afternoon from 5 till 7. And the reason they're there is because they'll be signing and selling copies of the new DVD 2006-7 Stanley Cup champions, the Anaheim Ducks, and that is available everywhere tomorrow. Go to anaheimducks.com. Get your tickets for next season. Guys, have a fantastic summer. Thank you for everything, and congratulations again from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Tried to make a run with it, but couldn't get away. Son of a bitch. That guy's on it.
That's one fast Canadian. That guy chasing you.
I stole the cup.
You can't steal the Stanley Cup.
I had the cup for like 5 seconds. I ran down the hallway. The guy tackled me. What the hell?
He hip-checked you right into the boards.
That sucks.
That was pretty cool, by the way. I'm a little bit tingly after having the cup visit us this morning.
I was having a great time till you said the word tingly.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying. It ruined the whole thing.
It's just exciting. That's all. It's 8:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, just announced it's Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. We're talking about a new singles party, and we'll have more information for you, and we'll be looking for the ladies sometime between 9 and 10 o'clock. Your chance to win passage Friday night in the Long Beach Harbor. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for us. Good morning, Ralph Harmon.
Ladies, keep in mind, it is a cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to invite women who have flotation devices.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's an excellent point.
We need the girls with the built-in life vests, so to speak.
Boobs.
Indeed. You know, back in the olden times, the nickname for a life vest was called a Mae West.
A Mae West.
Because she was a movie star who had the biggest cans of the day.
I like it.
And so they used to call the life vests the Mae Wests in the Navy.
I want to squeeze them.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Today would be called the Pamela Anderson.
They would be. Yeah. Or the Salma Hayeks.
Oh, sure.
Have you seen pregnant Salma Hayek?
Oh, yes.
She has a shelf on her like something you'd see usually at Costco. That kind of shelf.
Makes me want to sing.
My boobs are okay. Yeah. My boobs are okay.
Sing it if you know it. Sure are. Speaking of boobs, get to the Transformers from there.
That's a tough one.
Well, I am just adrift on that segue.
Megan Fox.
Oh, there's some boobs.
Or that computer analyst chick.
That's what I'm talking about. The hottest Australian scientist who specializes in extraterrestrial message breakdowns you've ever seen.
I love that casting. That's just, hey guys, look at this.
But the introducer, they're sitting in the crowd. It's a bunch of nerds, and they pan along, and it's just fat old dumpy beard nerd computer tech guy, and then skinny geeky pocket protector nerd tech guy, and then smoking hot blonde Australian with a tattoo on her neck.
Supermodel.
And she's an expert in the field of physics.
Of course.
I was like, this is Michael Bay at his best.
That's my kind of casting right there.
I went away for the holiday. Took a couple days. Went down to this joint we like to go to. My wife is crazy about this place called the Montage. It's a resort down in Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect place just to veg out. There's just nothing around. And it's just gorgeous. So we're sitting there having cocktails on the veranda there, and I hear a conversation of some douchebag behind me talking to his buddy. And he's like, dude, I saw the Transformers. I'm not kidding you. Michael Bay is back.
And I was like, how is that your concern?
Back from what?
What classic Michael Bay movie are you hearkening back to, sir, that you're glad he's returning to form? This guy has been a hack ever since he started making movies. This is the best movie he's ever made by far. What do you miss? You miss those halcyon days of Pearl Harbor, sir? Is that what you're looking for? More from Michael Bay?
Yeah, so I thought it was very funny.
But what if, now, of course, Steven Spielberg is the one who really got this movie made. He's the executive producer. He was the Transformers fan who greenlit the thing. What if he made the movie, Ralph? Do you think it would have been way different? Could it have been way better even?
I think it would have been similar. I don't know how you could have made it any different given the subject matter and the script that they had. It probably would have been just as good, I think.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
I think it's great. No, don't get me wrong. It's a real good movie, and it's certainly the best work Michael Bay's ever done. But I just thought it was so funny.
Michael Bay's back.
It's like saying, you know, Scorsese had an off film or something, and now he's back to his raging bull form. Michael Bay is back! Funny stuff. All right, speaking of Transformers... Apparently a lot of people liked it. It made $152 million since its opening on Monday night. Not too shabby.
Not bad.
This weekend alone, it made $67.6 million, making it number one by far. Then Ratatouille was number two. Live Free or Die Hard was number three. License to Wed at number four. Evan Almighty was five. 1408, number six. Knocked Up, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Sicko, and Ocean's 13, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. I've heard good things
about
that.
Am I the only one who saw Sicko?
I was just going to say, I've heard good things about that, Sicko.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I've not seen it yet either.
Good.
I liked it very much. And you know, a lot of people hate Michael Moore and think his his films are too much attitude, not enough straight documentary. But if you walk out of there asking the question, why can other countries provide universal health care and we can't, that movie's worthwhile, I think. I mean, at least if it gets the discussion going again, whether you like the movie or not, that's a topic that doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah, I think it's almost uniformly, I mean, I think the opinion in the United States, regardless of political affiliation, is that there's trouble with the healthcare system. Regardless of whatever your answer may be to fix that problem, we do have some issues here in the United States that need to be dealt with. So, yeah, if nothing else, that conversation needs to be had. But we were playing a clip from it last week during Movie Beat where a guy loses two fingers in an industrial accident.
Right.
And he's uninsured. And they say, well, you don't have insurance. We got your fingers here. We picked them up off the floor at your work. We got them on ice. We will put the ring finger back on for $15,000. We can reattach that.
What?
Or you can have your index finger for $50,000.
You have to negotiate your fingers?
For both. You can have it for $65,000. We'll put them both on. So the guy had to choose. He only had so much savings. He had to choose which of his fingers he was going to have put on.
Wow, that's cool.
So he picked his ring.
It's not cool, Kevin. The point is, that's not cool.
Bad. Yeah. That's what I mean.
He can only afford his ring finger.
If you're not insured, he had to pick one.
Contrast that with a guy who loses all of his fingers in France who, free of charge, they do whatever it takes to get them all reattached. Doesn't cost him a penny.
Yeah, but he's got to live in France.
Yeah. Well, that's the downside. Sure.
And they don't use his fingers in France. They got like a box. There's a shoebox full of spare parts. Yeah, someplace, an emergency room.
We have some black man fingers. It would not match, but it's cheaper.
I'd take a black finger. That'd be cool.
I bet you would. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Eva Longoria and Tony Parker got married over the weekend. If you weren't inundated with Live Earth, that's the other footage you saw endlessly on CNN and other news outlets. They got married twice. One civil ceremony on Friday, one Catholic ceremony on Saturday. But I think the true story is now that the construction is underway on their home. The newlyweds have a new house they're going to be moving into to start their new life. And I wish them all the best. It's a charming little fixer-upper. A little cottage that they're building on 23 acres of land. Mm-hmm. Construction, when it's all completed, will cost the couple an estimated $10 million.
Wow.
That goes a long way in San Antonio, too.
Yeah.
Of course, the house has to have an indoor basketball court. Because Tony Parker, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Won a ring. He's the MVP and all that stuff. He's got to keep in practice.
Sure.
So you can understand that. You could also understand the miniature water park that will be on their property. It gets hot there in Texas.
It does.
Sometimes you got to cool down.
Right.
Some people run through a sprinkler. Some people build a water park. And then, of course, you can certainly understand the three separate rooms for each of their dogs.
Well, they all need theirs. Yeah, of course. They need some space.
There you go.
Right?
You know how much Eva spent on her hairdo for her wedding day?
How much can you spend on a hairdo?
I think I want to know.
How much did she spend, Lisa? You're a chick, right?
How do you spend more than
your woman? More than, I mean, if you had some wonderful hairdresser come fly to you, $2,000.
$5,000 on her hair.
Oh, come on.
$5,000.
And I was being so excessive.
$5,000.
Wow.
$3,000 to get made up. The makeup artist was $3,000.
Oh, my God.
And $1,500 for her spray tan.
That's unbelievable.
$1,500?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
I got some Rust-Oleum I picked up at the Home Depot I could spray her down with, you know, for like
but
13
Ralph,
bucks.
The important thing is they got married on 7707,
that
so
is
they're
true.
Blessed and lucky, and their marriage will last forever because of that.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't touch on that subject. That is 777.
Speaking of things you need to touch on.
Hey, Gene Simmons, I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been,
how was
Gene?
Your vacation, Mr. Gellman?
Excellent. How was yours, Gene?
It was fantastic.
What do you got for us?
They were talking about hosing down a woman, spraying her down. I just want to let you know that I volunteered to do that to you.
Take it away.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Gene. Good to have you back. More bad news for Chris Sarantakos.
Who's Chris Sarantakos?
Oh, you might know him better by his illusionist name, Lisa. Chris Angel.
He's a fag.
He's a mind freak.
Sarantakos.
Yes. Christopher Sarantakos has an estranged wife we found out about last week named Joanne. He's been keeping her under wraps.
Mm. Well, he's been dating a lot.
He has, and that cramps your style when you're married.
Seems like
really
that makes
gets
it difficult.
In the way of all the whole dating thing.
That's how he rolls.
Now his estranged wife is telling people she's pregnant to compound issues.
Oh.
Although a source says she may only be saying it as a threat to Chris to get under his skin and maybe get some more money out of the whole divorce deal, but there has been no official comment from either couple or their lawyer, either of the couple or their lawyers regarding this. We will be following it closely as that divorce heats up. It's going
to
be fun.
I know you're trying to be sensitive on this, but I got to say, in the interest of full disclosure, he's not only dating, he's dating Kevin's wife, Melissa. And that's part
true,
of
yes.
what the problem is here.
That is the only explanation possible for her just way out of proportion affection for Chris Sarantakos.
I'm going to bring in some clips tomorrow of the show, and I'm gonna tell you the exact moment I got thrown out of the TV room for laughing at him.
Right.
My kids were so angry. Get out! You get out right now! I was like, this is my house! Get out!
Looking forward to that.
Why does Melissa love him so much? Was he on Oprah or something?
I don't know.
Well, I'm a big fan of Joanne Sarantakos, his wife, because she's about to make half of his fortune disappear. That's going to be my favorite trick ever surrounding Chris Angel. Mind freak. I'm a mind freak. Shut up. We decided last week he's an emojician.
That's so true.
He's got his hair in his face, you know.
Good point.
He's wearing the bad clothes and the eyeliner. He's an emojician. Douchebag. Hey, Foo Fighters fans. We finally have an announcement, release date for their 6th studio album. It'll be in stores on September 25th. You can pick that up. Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace is its name. Dave Kroll, or Grohl, as he's known to his friends, told Billboard.com that the 12 new songs on the CD sound like everything from Steely Dan to punk rock. Well, there's a pendulum swing for you right there, but I'm looking forward to that.
They were great at Live Earth, by the way. I have to say they were one of the 5 best bands I saw all Saturday long.
But some dude with long hair was the lead singer. That was odd.
Yeah, Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees was singing for him, but I mean, they sounded great.
Strange.
Bad news for movie fans, unless you're Kevin. Jim Carrey has just been announced to star in a new version of the classic Charles Dickens novel, A Christmas Carol.
No!
Jim Carrey will not only play Ebenezer Scrooge, but will also play the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future.
Ralph, maybe you can answer this question. Funny faces?
Do you think? I don't know.
Did you guess?
Think he'll be pulling any faces that they say in the business?
Oh, yes. Oh, Christmas is past.
Do that for 2 hours.
It's top-notch gay.
Just kill me now. Jim Carrey.
What happened to him?
Can't they get Robin Williams to co-star with him? I mean, he can play one of the ghosts. They can play Tiny Tim. Oh, look at me. I'm small. I'm crippled. Did that for 2 hours. F both
I hope Jim Carrey's girlfriend, Jenny McCarthy, plays Mrs. Cratchit, too.
Oh,
I hope she's in there. That'd be awesome.
And then we get Chris Angel to come in and play Santa.
You guys remember when Lightning had that little conversation with Jim Carrey?
Sure. I got to hear a
little of that.
How are you doing, Jim? Lightning, man, I was skinny and like this tall. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I've gained 30 pounds and now it's disgusting.
Sure. Just talk more about me, Jim.
I like that he doesn't even give Jim a minute to speak.
We have no idea what Jim's responding to any of that.
He might not even be there for all we know.
No, sure. Remember me when I was just this big when he used to come by the house? Remember, we'd swing on the back porch, have some lemonade. What is it, an old family friend of Lightning's?
How long has he known him?
Jim! Jim, I know! I was like, that was yay big. Remember?
I've interviewed him a lot more than Lightning has. I would never think of talking to him that way.
How are you doing, Jim? Lightning, man, I was skinny and like this. I know. I've gained 30 pounds and now it's disgusting.
I was this tall. How much has he grown in the past couple of years?
Really none.
That's what I would guess.
He's grown fat, but not higher.
I think he's achieved maximum height probably sometime in his teens, I would guess.
Back when he knew Jim.
Immediately. Remember, I was co-hosting that with him.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Night.
You guys were in that red carpet.
It was the number 23 premiere, and Lightning looks over me as soon as Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy walk away, and he goes, I really blew that one.
No. Oh. You make Larry King look like an interviewer.
How are you doing, Jim? Lightning, man, I was skinny and like this. I know. I've gained 30 pounds, and now it's disgusting.
If you listen closely, you can sort of hear Jim in the background.
But I like it. Can you imagine the people who are surrounding the premiere, lining Hollywood Boulevard, listening to that thing? What the hell is he talking about?
Why is he talking about his own fat?
Why can't we hear Jim Carrey talk about the movie?
He's not even talking about good. He's talking about his own fat.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lightning sucks. Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Real quick email. Ralph, I know you have a lot of birthdays to announce, but I wasn't sure if you mentioned that it's Jack White's birthday today. Yeah, I neglected that a couple times earlier this morning, so I wanted to make up for it and say that it is Jack's birthday. I happen to see it listed on the K-Rock calendar here. This is Gabe who wrote this, and I thought I'd mention it to you. Keep up the good work, and screw Bean for not knowing your last name. Well, thank you, Gabe. I appreciate that. Bean called me Ralph Harmon while he was on
the show. So keep listening for a chance to qualify for that. Right now, Ralph Harmon's got the showbiz beat.
Chris Cooper, one of my favorite TV, not TV actors, movie actors. He is 56 years old today. O.J. Simpson turns 60 years old today.
Really?
Do you think they let him cut the cake when it's his birthday?
No.
Do you think they put the knife in his hand and say, here you go, cut yourself a piece, O.J.? Because that could be mistaken for anything.
I don't care if they committed 100 crimes, if they committed 100 murders. How could anybody be against that?
That's true.
Good point.
Jimmy Smits turns 52 years old today. Tom Hanks is 51. Courtney Love turns 43 years old today. Fred Savage of the Wonder Years is 31 years old today. And here's a little something that will make you feel a little bit older. Just got this email from a listener. I appreciate it. Dear Mr. Harmon, Spencer Eldon is 16 years old today.
Who's Spencer Eldon?
That's what I asked, too. Spencer Eldon is the baby on the front of the Nirvana's Nevermind album.
Swimming in the pool.
The swimming baby going after the dollar bill in the pool.
How about that?
He is 16 years old today, that little baby.
I just assumed he drowned.
That's what you'd like to think, isn't it?
Thank God.
Because you're the just let him die guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. I'm Ralph Garman.
He walked in.
Yes.
Show with me. We're back from vacation, and we are having a singles party this Friday night. How about that? It's in Long Beach, and it's the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3.
In the summer of sequels, there's only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk. And even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
I don't remember a great deal about Booty Cruise 1 and 2, but I do know that Alex got very lesbian on one of those trips. I do remember that she was playing some tongue hockey or something on one of those boats.
She was making out with girls. That was good.
Yep.
She also had to be carried from the boat one time.
Uh-huh. Not so good.
There was some kind of sex going on the top level of the boat.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's good times is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this Friday night. We're looking for people 21 or older. We have Josh on the line. He is a computer programmer, part of the K-Rock Street team. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Josh is a computer programmer and a student at Cal State Long Beach, and
fantastic.
You're going to be our judge this hour.
Good.
All right. Tell us a little about yourself, Josh, and why the girls are going to love meeting you. I said that pretty gay, didn't I?
Sure.
Meeting you.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm not Bean.
Excellent. Good enough.
Already, that's a point in your favor.
Yeah, and according to producer Alex, I'm good looking. That's what Lightning said. She picked me out of the crowd.
Oh, hey.
Excellent.
Yeah, but she's hot for anyone that's in pants. All right. Josh,
I'll wear pants.
What we're going to do is we're going to let you pick. You can pick zero or all of the people that you talk to. We're looking for people who have a little something going on, people that you or your friends would like to meet. Okay? Not losers. We're looking for people who have a good personality and would fit in well.
All right. I got it.
All right, so you're going to be the gatekeeper here for a pair of passes to cruise Long Beach Harbor, courtesy of the Harbor Breeze Cruises, this Friday night with the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, I guess we're going to do an after party at the Mai Tai Bar in Long Beach just after that. So it's an entire evening of fun this Friday night. The first singles party of 2007 is the Booty Cruise 3. We'll start with Erin. She is 25 years old, talking to us from Playa del Rey this morning. Hey, Erin, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning.
What's up?
Erin, it says here you're an electrical engineer.
I am, but I'm not your typical electrical engineer.
But you're hot.
Yes.
Kind of like the computer expert in the Transformers?
Yes. Yeah. I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah, don't believe it. Don't believe it. This is not possible.
How did you end up in that field of work? That's unusual, particularly for a hot female.
I've always been good at math and science, and so I just decided to give it a shot. And, you know, before I knew it, I was graduating, so...
But I would imagine
you make a lot of money coming straight out of school, so that was good.
Sure. But in your field, Erin, don't you meet mostly guys? I would imagine you'd have your pick of the litter.
You do meet a lot of guys, but a lot of guys that aren't so much my type.
They're not hot, is what she said.
They're not hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but computer programmers, you know, those guys have it going on.
Suck it up. Nice, Erin.
Nice. Oh, especially the ones that go to Cal State Long Beach. Oh, they're the best.
Kidding me? Josh, you have any questions for Erin?
Well, first off, she's in.
Okay.
And, second off, Erin, can you say something nerdy to me?
I'm sorry?
Say something nerdy to him. Listen, if she's in, let's move on.
Yeah.
I don't know that we need to continue with the conversation here, Josh.
No.
He doesn't want to wait till Friday to talk to her again, that's all.
Yeah, right off the bat, I was just going to give Erin, but, you know, she can still blow it.
Erin's in.
Prove herself.
Erin's in. She's 25. She needs to bring somebody that is single and female as well. Let's move on to Maria, 24, Chino, works for a mortgage company. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh.
Tell Josh why he needs to meet you on the boat.
Because I am very, very cute. I have a great personality. I'm fun. And I'm smart. And I'm hot.
Wow.
She covered it all.
To hear her tell it. she's the perfect
you
woman.
You asked.
Josh, you got any questions for her?
I didn't really feel like she sold it. I mean, you got anything else going on besides just the basics?
Well, I have a degree from, DeVry. I graduated with my bachelor's, and I work for a very good company.
Hey, let me ask you this, Maria. What daytime TV show were you watching when you first heard about DeVry University?
You know what? I just kind of fell into it. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I got out of high school. My cousin graduated from DeVry. He got a good job. So I was like, hey, I'm going to do what he did. And I ended up going there.
Josh, what do you think?
You know, guys, I don't think she sounds enthusiastic enough. I'm going to have to pass.
All right. Not feeling it. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, Maria. I hope Maria sends us lots of naked pictures so we can realize how wrong we were. That would make me feel better.
Daisy is 21 from Glendora. She's a part-time bartender and has done triathlons, for God's sakes.
Wow.
Daisy, good morning.
Hi.
That's impressive.
21. You've done 7 triathlons?
Well, yeah. I compete with my school, so it's like sprint triathlons, really short, about an hour long.
I couldn't hear a word of that. I'm sorry.
This is strange, but she said her triathlons are very short. They're only about an hour long. Don't they call those sprints? All right.
Don't they call those walking from the car to the house?
An hour.
Daisy, forgive my ignorance. What's involved in a triathlon? Is that the one where you bike and then you ski and then you shoot at stuff?
No.
Oh, that's the biathlon.
Yeah, that's...
And then you bike, and then you run.
So you say that to tell us that you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good shape.
All right, Josh. Okay. Do you have any questions for Daisy?
Do you have a six pack?
Do you have a six pack?
No. That'd be a little crazy.
Are you looking for a six pack in a girl?
I just want to know how fit she is. You know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know girls could have six packs.
I still have devices, so
I gotta tell you guys, this is strange, but I'm turning on Josh.
I am too.
How could you?
I like Josh.
Hey,
right.
Come on.
All
right. Chicks. Mike can back me up. Six pack and a chick is hot, right?
Yeah, well, if she's gonna do all that exercise, you might as well have something to show for it.
All right, Josh, Daisy, yes or no?
Whore.
I'm just
yes or no, Josh.
athlete bartender, she's in.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, good. Because seriously, we were going to cut you loose if you turned on our Daisy, because we'd love her. Hey, let's talk to Ashley in Newport Beach. If they say that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, which, by the way, is a lie, then Ashley has got the edge. Ashley, what is it you do for a living?
I am a personal chef.
How about that? A woman who can cook in the 21st century. I didn't think those existed anymore.
Oh, yeah.
21-year-old personal chef.
I'm actually 23.
23. Okay, good. Excellent.
Well, you've been a hold a long time then.
Tell us why Josh needs to meet you.
Because I am cute and I am fun and I could probably outdrink him.
Oh, nice. She's taking him
she's
on.
She's challenging him.
Josh, any questions?
How many drinks would it take for you to start making out with a chick?
I don't know. I don't usually count.
That's not a bad answer.
Nope.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right, good.
All right, I think we have time for one more. You want to go with the fashion designer? You want to go with the model? We got a karaoke loving office manager. Who do you like here?
Josh, which one of those sounded good?
Fashion designers are usually pretty hot.
Fashion designer.
All right.
23 years old. Lisa from North Hollywood. Good morning.
How's it going, guys? Hi, Josh.
Hi.
So you're a fashion designer.
I am.
Who do you work for?
I work for a clothing company in Santa Monica called Zooey.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Who hung up? Josh, did you hang up?
Yeah, no, hey, I'm in control.
I couldn't tell what was going on there. I thought somebody hung up. All right.
And Lisa, what's great about you that Josh and the other guys on the Booty Cruise Friday night will want to meet you?
I am a really fun girl who loves to drink, and I don't cause drama.
Oh, dear God. Those are magic words.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And how are your flotation devices? As Ralph pointed out last hour, we are going to be out on the water. We want to make sure everybody is safe.
They're on the large side, I have to say.
All right,
that's
then.
That's what they're looking for.
We're going to be on the boat. We're going to come back to the Mai Tai Bar with a live reggae band and K-Rock drink specials till 1:30 this Friday night. Josh, what do you think about Lisa?
Pretty good. Do you have any tattoos that we might be interested in?
I have one tattoo that you can only see when I wear a bathing suit.
Oh. Will you be wearing a bathing suit?
That's a great question.
I hope so. Isn't everybody?
Absolutely. Yes. That's it. We have to wear bathing suits. That's the rule.
Winner, winner, winner.
All right. She's in.
All right.
Congratulations, Lisa. Bring somebody roughly your own age and also female, please.
And hot.
Awesome. I got lots of those.
And hot. Okay.
And hot, Josh. All right, Josh. You redeemed yourself there at the end. It sounds like you've sent us in the right direction on Stock in the Boat for Friday night. So you're already in. You're going to bring a single guy friend, and we will see you Friday night. All right?
Guys.
Thanks, time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
We're still doing this? What to do, nephew? We're still doing that?
What to do, nephew?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. 1-800-520-1067. You give us a call, you get on the air. Here's what you get today. Ooh, this is pretty good, by the way. A pair of tickets to see the World Series of Football. We're talking about a world-class soccer event happening July 17th at the Home Depot Center. You get two games, folks. You get our own Galaxy versus Tigres from Mexico. You also get the Sewan Blue Wings from Korea versus England's Chelsea FC.
Wait.
So really, you're seeing four countries on one day. That's a whole lot of soccer right there. So yeah, that's what you get.
They got to change the name of that freaking competition, though, by the way.
World Series of Football?
That bugs you, doesn't?
Come on. Come on.
It's football around the world.
Not here.
I'm just saying.
Bitches.
But three out of the four countries involved in the tournament know it and love it as football, Ralph.
Well, where are they playing it? What country are they playing it in?
They happen to be playing this one in the United States.
That's right.
Not
so
sure.
Suck it.
David in Long Beach. Good morning.
What it do, guys?
What it do?
Hey, for all you Simpsons fans out there, they turned in some 7-Elevens throughout the country into Quickie Marts.
Dope!
Here's what's cool about that is that no one is going to them, so they're wide open anytime you want to go. You can just walk right in. No one's there.
Actually, Omar said he waited 45 minutes to get into one yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
I didn't. I walked right into the one over there on Venice Boulevard, one block east of the 405, and it was a little bit crowded, but, I mean, I just walked right in.
That's right around the corner from us.
And? Yeah. That's it? You just want to tell us you walked in?
That's all I wanted to say.
And it was?
Go check it out. There's one in Seattle. Go check that one out.
And your experience with it was?
Oh, I loved it. I'm a big Simpsons fan. So, I mean, I was like a kid in a candy store.
Pleasurable. Good.
Good. Be positive then.
Excellent.
Experience.
Okay, good. Thanks for the call.
He was a kid in a candy store. It wasn't like a kid in a candy store. He actually was a kid in a candy store.
You do have candy there. Yes.
Right.
All right. Let's say good morning to Gene in Newport Beach. Good morning, Gene.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Gene.
I'm sure your new sports guy covered everything, but Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the 2007 ESPY Awards.
I saw that. Yeah, how great is that?
Yeah. And he also got the cover of ESPN Magazine with LeBron James.
Yeah, they're both hosting it. Yeah, that's so weird. It's so weird to see that. LeBron James, you go, hey, okay, that guy's NBA superstar. Right. That guy's just Jimmy.
I heard, though, in order to get the gig, they made him take out an organ, though. He had to give up one of his organs in order to get the gig. That's a high price
that's
to
serious.
Pay to
that
do a little TV
like a
work.
Lot. That's true.
Jimmy will be joining us later this week on the Kevin and Bean Show to talk about hosting the ESPYs. You know, I know Gene is kidding because we don't have a sports guy anymore, and I wish we did, because can someone explain to me why the Tour de France this year is being held in England? I just was so confused by that yesterday.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Don't have the answer to that, really. Uh-huh.
You know, instead of calling it bike racing, though, they call it foot racing.
Foot pedal racing.
That's right.
Steven in Moreno Valley. Good morning.
What a do, Matthews, Hefews? Nephew.
Yeah.
What to do, Hefus?
Or Hefus.
Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Steve.
Ralph Garman is still there.
Yes, Steven, here I am.
All right. Anyway, I had talk about some Transformers, a Bean moment there. And any of you that haven't seen it, okay, it's not like just a bunch of special effects. Like, the plot is great, and the plot isn't overshadowed by a little love story, whatever.
Hey,
so,
Steven?
If you're having doubts about seeing it, go see it. That.
How many more people could go this week to see it?
$152 million. You're not happy.
No, I'm happy.
Oh, all right.
It's made all the money there is.
But it sounds like you're calling up to say, guys, there's this tiny little movie that you really ought to see because no one's heard about it. It's only on one screen. I mean, you're talking about a movie that everybody is aware of.
Yeah, but a lot of people that I know aren't happy about going to see it.
Well, you have dumb friends.
You should spread the word amongst them.
Give them a call.
Leave us out of it.
Should I go get the helmet?
No.
You sure?
No.
Don't need
that.
Go get the helmet?
Yes.
Don't need that. Thank you.
All right.
What about Mario in Alhambra on the Kevin and Bean Show? What'd it do, nephew?
Hey, Steven and Gene. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, did you guys hear about Clay Aiken being arrested on an airplane for fighting with
he
a woman?
He wasn't arrested.
What? For fighting with a woman?
He got into a skirmish, I heard.
Take it easy, dude.
Arrested.
It's down, boy.
Hey, I'm just saying, police. We playmates are very sensitive about lies being spread about our very heterosexual friend.
Well, what happened?
That's pretty much all I know, guys. It's a good headline, though, isn't it?
He put his foot up on some woman's armrest on the plane, and she didn't appreciate it, and she pushed his foot off, and they got into a little bit of a hissy fit with each other. But apparently, they were quickly hosed down by the flight attendants, and everything everything went fine after that.
So he got mad at her because she wouldn't let him put his foot up on her?
Yeah. I mean, what's he doing anyway, putting a foot on an armrest?
Yeah, nobody does that.
Is he
that.
Sitting cross-legged, Indian style, like the big Mo that he is?
I heard it. One report was that he was asleep and it was accidentally like crossed his legs or something.
Oh,
didn't realize
look at
the
it. Legs he'll go to defend his man.
No, I'm just saying that was one report. I don't know obviously what happened, but I thought it was interesting that they had an FBI guy or somebody meet both passengers when the plane landed. It didn't just end on the plane with the flight attendants. They were actually interviewed afterwards and then they let him go after that. I mean, like, what's the big threat there? Who's Clay Aiken going to beat up? I mean,
if I was
seriously.
A sky marshal, I would have shot him there on the plane just to be safe.
You would have had right.
Yes.
Robert in Anaheim, you're our kind of guy. Good morning.
What did you do, nephews and baby boo?
What did you do?
What did you do, Robert?
First, I want to say I miss you guys. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
So my wife and I were in Vegas, and we got kicked out of the Wax Museum for making fun of Joan Rivers.
Nice. What exactly were you doing?
Are you sure it was a wax figure of Joan Rivers and not Joan herself?
Dare you? How dare you say that? Aren't you amazed? I mean, it's how stupid can somebody say that? Son of a bitch.
So you got thrown out because you were making fun of her?
Yeah, what happened was they have a wax statue of her there, and, you know, I thought it'd be funny if I took pictures of myself flipping her off on the camera and choking her.
And what's not funny about that?
No, well, that's the thing. My wife and I thought it was hilarious, but the lady who was waiting to take a picture with Joan Rivers, I guess she wasn't, and she started talking down to us, saying that we were defaming or we were making fun of a famous somebody who's like unbelievably famous, and we're like, yeah, we know who it is. We don't like her.
I find that despicable. I find that disgusting. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, how could you defame her?
Yeah, that
you know,
classy broad.
Osama bin Laden is famous too. It doesn't mean he needs to be revered. I mean, you did the right thing, Robert. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're our kind of guy. Thank you for calling.
All right.
I think that's all. I want to thank our very special guests on the program today. How about Jean-Sebastien Jaguar and Andy McDonald for stopping by today? You can actually meet them as they sign copies of the new Anaheim Ducks Stanley Cup Champions DVD that gets released tomorrow. Jiggy is going to be at the Walmart on Tustin Street in Orange from 11 until 1 o'clock. You can meet Andy from 5 till 7 at the FYE on Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. And also thanks to Mike, the Keeper of the Cup, for bringing Lord Stanley's Cup into the studio this morning. Did I mention I was tingly earlier today?
Yeah, tingly with the cup.
Made us all throw up.
It's top-notch gay.
What are you talking about? You're the guy who wanted 2 minutes with the cop. You had your eye on a crack. Come on.
That is still more hetero than tingly.
I had a crack.
It's tingly. That's the word. Tingly. Problem. He also says tinkle, by the way. So you got to, I mean, come on. True. That's who we're dealing with here. Yeah. All right. Tomorrow morning, it is Halloween time, so we've got Elvira. That's good. That's tomorrow morning.
Actually, Kevin, let me source you on that. I think she's coming in because there's a new TV show to find the new Elvira. I think she is involved in looking for her own replacement. I don't think it is much as about Halloween as it is the search.
All right. Halloween. Favorite holiday. Also, don't eat those apples with the razors in them.
Also tomorrow, from the HBO show Flight of the Conchords, we have them on.
Oh, how funny are Jermaine and Brett?
Very funny. Yeah. Can't wait.
I love those guys.
Chris Angel is Douche Bigelow tomorrow morning. We'll tell you about that. Sex with Inanimate Objects. We'll tell you about that. And we've got more tickets for the K-Rock Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Are you allowed to even talk about Chris Angel at home anymore? Is it just that topic like religion or politics? It's just too hot to handle in your house.
I'm the only one that hates, so I get thrown out. And I'm fine with that because I don't want to see him because he's bad.
But he does magic, Kevin.
And he's a mind freak. I'm bringing in clips tomorrow that will... Bean, you will not even believe how much of a douche he is.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't believe. Okay. Does Kat Corbett still work here, or is it Tammy Heidi back? I haven't heard.
I believe Kat is still here.
It is still Kat? Okay. Yeah. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music coming up next, including Linkin Park. Also, the new one from Papa Roach. It's called Forever. We got Rancid on the way, Rise Against, Foo Fighters, Local H, and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.